Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Line through the left side for a base hit! In to score Waddell!
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam!
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Ready to rock on a Thursday, high above Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem, Virginia. The Red Sox are on the air. Giovanni Heater with you all night long as we bring you game number 3 of the 6-game set for the final time in the 2024 season. It's the 460 rivalry between the Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Red Sox. Lynchburg won this thing last night. Ended up beating the Red Sox, kind of controlled the ball game throughout. Final score was a slow one, 3-2, and these two teams combined for just 5 hits. And it was in a complete dichotomy to how things transpired in the series opener on Tuesday night, in which these two teams combined for over 20 hits, and it was an 8-7 win for the Red Sox. A balk-off, if you will, believe it or not, and we'll recap it all as we continue to unfold our pregame coverage. But the series is tied at a game apiece heading into this Thursday evening matchup as the Red Sox turn into their alter egos tonight on a Thirsty Thursday, the Salem Beer Mongers, where I am happy to say that they are undefeated at home. That's right, folks. 7-0 on Thursday nights here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. This team has not lost on a Thirsty Thursday as the Beer Mongers. Add it all up, they're 14-2 on Thursday nights altogether, including the road games, and it's just about as lights out as it gets. It's an anomaly that, other than saying timely hitting, in fact, the best night of the week hitting-wise offensively, and then some really, really good pitching, there's no rhyme or reason as to why they're doing it. They just seem to play their best baseball on Thursday. You can't allude it to, oh, well, that's the night that Luis Cohen starts every single week, or Matt Duffy. Like, no, the Red Sox have had different pitchers on Thursday nights. In fact, they've only had 3 repeats on Thursday nights this season, and they've played 16 Thursday nights throughout the 2024 campaign. It's just crazy. Something that we can't fully wrap our heads around, but we hope it continues tonight. 7-0 at home as the Beer Mongers on Thursday nights in Salem, looking to make it 8-0 against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Well, speaking of the Lynchburg Hillcats, this is a team that has been the Red Sox kryptonite this season. Heading into this series, they had played 18 total games in 3 6-game sets this year. And the Lynchburg Hillcats had won 13 out of the 18 matchups. The Sox had won just 5. Now, each team has gained a game on each other, so the Sox have 6 wins. And on the other side, Lynchburg, of course, with 14 wins in the season series up to this point. And the Sox at a position sitting 2 games back of the Fredericksburg Nationals in the Carolina League North, where they would really, really like to win this series. You're kind of in must-win territory now because we've been saying it for a minute. The Sox have been hovering around 2-3 games back, got it as close as a game back on Sunday with a chance to tie Fredericksburg on the road just about 4 hours north of here towards Richmond in Fredericksburg. That Sunday game, they fell. Fredericksburg came away with a late win. They pulled away in the bottom of the 8th inning. The Sox did not have a response in the 9th. 11-8, the final score. Actually, 11-9, the final score. Albert Feliz teed off for a home run, a 1-out homer in that 9th inning. But nothing really truly came of it on Sunday. And Fredericksburg kind of re-cushioned themselves with that 2-game advantage. A win last night for the Carolina Mudcats also jolts them into second place in the Carolina League North. They're 28-21. They're now a game and a half back of Fredericksburg. Again, with the cancellations when the hurricane weathers came through and canceled a whole bunch of ball games a couple of weeks ago, including a Thursday night game here in Salem, that just kind of put a wrench in things as far as the standings go, because the Sox have played one more game than Carolina, and the Mudcats game and a half back, the Sox two games back. Luckily for Salem, Fredericksburg fell to Columbia last night. They're playing a game against the South Division, well, a series against the South Division all week long. The Columbia Fireflies kind of in the mix, 27-21. Charleston leads everybody in the South at a 30-18 clip, but Columbia was able to take one from Fredericksburg 4-1, the final score last night down in Columbia, South Carolina, and the Fireflies certainly helped out both the Red Sox and the Mudcats, and shoot, even the Hillcats with that one. The Hillcats are four games back, the Sox are two games back, and Fredericksburg leads everybody with a 30-20 mark so far in the second half. So the Sox, in order to play catch-up, well, we came in to this week saying, okay, 18 games left, got to win as many as you can. Well, now you've split so far in the first two ball games with Lynchburg. Now you're at 16 games left, and before you know it, you're going to be in your last 2 weeks of the season once this week comes to a close, and you're just going to have 12 games left to be played, and it's going to get harder and harder to make up that ground. So the Sox got to pile up the wins as much as they can, particularly this week against a team that they have, to be quite frank, not played very well against, both pitching and hitting the baseball. And that's kind of what happened. The Sox kind of stole one. Let's go ahead and recap Tuesday night, because it was an 8-7 victory for the Sox, and they ended up kind of playing comeback. Lynchburg had the home run in the second inning, a solo blast. The Sox did jump out to an early advantage, 3-0 in the first inning. Lynchburg kind of got back. They had a big fifth inning. They scored three runs in the fifth inning, and that had five runs on the board for the Hillcats. The Red Sox kind of were in the mix as well, and then at that point you got a 5-5 ball game. You go to the eighth inning, and the Lynchburg Hillcats tally two more. They did it on three hits, RBI double from Juan Benjamin in the seventh spot, and then Manuel Mejias with an RBI double of his own to score the second run there. And the Red Sox were kind of in trouble, to be quite honest. And then Salem able to respond with two runs in the eighth inning, got it to the ninth, and then in the ninth loaded the bases, didn't have a single hit. He had an error allow Nellie Taylor Jr. to get aboard, an E5, a hit by pitch gave Andrew Muse at first base, and then Marvin Alcantara able to work a walk before Nellie Taylor Jr. scored with the bases loaded on a balk, and the Sox balked it off on Tuesday night, kind of stole one in a game where it felt like in a lot of ways, especially the back half of the game, they had sort of been outplayed by Lynchburg, but the Sox were able to steal one. Michael Sansone was outstanding in his start for the Red Sox. The lefty was dialed in, and then you go to last night, and Jackson Humphreys was sensational for Lynchburg, an absolute pitcher's duel. The Sox actually got behind early. Once again, Welbin Francisca and Jason Trio each walked with an error to Nazan Zanatello in the field. Lynchburg scored two runs without tallying a single hit. I mean, these two teams combined for five hits last night. You go later on in the game, Lynchburg adds one more in the fourth. Salem scored their two runs a night ago, both via the home run. Solo blasts from Nellie Taylor Jr. in the second inning, and then Nazan Zanatello in the seventh inning. So just kind of bizarre how things transpired. The Sox had a double later on in the ball game from Nazan Zanatello, so he went 2-for-4, but were not able to strike another one across, and 3-2 was the final score. They held Lynchburg scoreless after the fourth, but just couldn't quite catch up all the way offensively, much in part to Jackson Humphreys' dominant pitching performance. He went out there and hurled six innings of one-run baseball. He gave up just one hit. It was the home run from Nazan Zanatello. Had six strikeouts, walked one batter. I mean, it was lights-out stuff out of Humphreys, and they got him to go six innings a night ago. A big reason as to why the Lynchburg Hillcats won game two of this series to tie it at a game apiece. A massive game three is on tap here tonight in Salem. Looks like we're going to have a good crowd on hand. You got the smells of the ballpark. The aroma is vibing through here. We got hot dogs. We got the popcorn going. Of course, it's Thirsty Thursday, so you can get your discounted drafts this evening. So if you're not and you're thinking about it, come on out to the ballpark. If you're down the road in Salem and you're thinking, hey, I was wondering if I should go to the game tonight or if I should listen to it on the radio, do both. Bring the AirPods, come on out, take a seat, have a beverage, have some food, and watch some great minor league baseball. It's game three of a six-game set. Lynchburg in town, the 460 rivalry, and the Sox turned into the beer mongers tonight on a thirsty Thursday. Our pregame coverage will roll on after this, but we'll take our first break here on a Thursday night in Salem. First pitch upon us in just about 15 minutes.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of minor league baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Our pregame coverage rolls on high above Carilion Clinic Field on a thirsty Thursday night in Salem. Giovanni Heater with you. We're missing Carter Hill tonight. He is over in Blacksburg just down the road, calling a little bit of Virginia Tech soccer on the ACC Network Extra. So if you feel so inclined, go check him out as well. He's doing a great job. And we'll miss him tonight, but he will definitely be back with us here in Salem tomorrow. Red Sox and Hillcats, game number three of a six-game set for the final time this season. It's the 460 rivalry on MILB.com, Bally Live, and MILB TV. Well, it's time for our Carilion Clinic injury report, and the best part is it's a clean bill of health for the Red Sox. Nothing to report. In fact, JoJo Ingracia is back off the IL, and he should pitch later this week for the Red Sox. So the Sox are going to get a huge arm back into the rotation, projected to go on Sunday at this point. Again, that is subject to change, no doubt about it. But JoJo Ingracia going to be back in the rotation for the Red Sox, and a huge get. A guy that has been an ace at points throughout the season, a guy that they have been able to lean on, and he's been consistent. Started the season out of the pen, quickly emerged as a starting option, and has been lights out throughout the 2024 campaign for the Red Sox. To be honest, he was getting to a point where it felt like he was about to go up. He was just pitching so well, so dominant in a lot of different ways, and then unfortunately it kind of has an owie, gets a little banged up, and it's kept him in Salem just a little bit longer, and selfishly, I'm okay with getting to see him pitch a little bit more, but he will be up in very short time, you feel. If it's not by the end of the season, and you think it might be by the end of the season, there is only 18 games left in the regular season, really 16 at this point after two already being played this week. If it's not by the end of the season, it certainly in likelihood would be to start next year. Again, I don't know deep details, but if I had to put my best guess on it, JoJo Ingracia should be on his way up in the near future, either late this year or next season. I'm sure they're going to give him a couple of stints, though, on the bump here in Salem before that, now coming back from a little bit of an owie that had him on the IL for a short period of time. All right, let's get into tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats, Tommy Hawk in center field. He leads off for the Hillcats this evening after having a rest night a night ago. He was the leadoff man in right field in the series opener. An 8-7 Red Sox win. Tommy Hawk was hit by a pitch and he walked, so on base twice. Came around to score once in the fifth, but did not register a hit. 11th best prospect in the Cleveland Guardians organization, Welbin Francisca. He bats second and plays shortstop, but he's followed up by the 4th best prospect in the Guardians organization, right fielder tonight. It's Jason Chirillo. Chirillo last night had a walk and a hit by pitch, did not tally a hit. Really nobody was hitting the baseball a night ago, and did not register a hit on Tuesday either. He did walk, so he has 3 walks, has not tallied a knock, but the 4th best prospect just feels as if he is due because he is quite the talent. Played in the Futures game just a couple of weeks ago. Luis Marejo bats cleanup. He plays at first base for the Hillcats, followed up by the second baseman batting fifth, Garrett Howe. Logan Clark is the catcher behind the dish. He bats 6th for Lynchburg, followed up by the 7-hole hitting third baseman, Juan Benjamin. Benjamin was not in the order a night ago for the Hillcats, but he was in the 7th spot on Tuesday evening and came through pretty big. Had a base hit in the 5th, would score, ended up having a huge RBI double in the 8th inning. The Hillcats did lose, but he was a big reason as to why they had a good chance to win a 2-for-4 performance on Tuesday. He'll look to continue that momentum into tonight. Barrett Reebok is the left fielder, and he bats 8th, again coming off of a rest night last night. He was in the hit column on Tuesday. A triple in the 3rd, he would score. Aboard with the fielder's choice later in the contest, ended up going 1-for-4. Manuel Mejias is the designated hitter, and he rounds out the batting order, batting 9th for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Mejias had an off night last night. He did, however, go in the 9th spot as the DH on Tuesday, and he went 3-for-4. RBI double and a pair of singles. He came around to score once, was stranded at 1st and 2nd, but was the most consistent hitter. You get that production out of your 9th spot, and well, that accounted for 15 total hits out of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a team. And when everybody's going, everybody's going. When your 9-hole hitting designated hitter's going 3-for-4, you know it's setting up to be a pretty darn good night. Yoegly Garcia on the bump tonight for the Lynchburg Hillcats. He makes his 5th single-A appearance, just his 4th single-A start. He pitched 21 games in 9 starts in the Arizona Complex League for the ACL Guardians. He is 1-4 on the year with a 5.51 earned run average. But his numbers, when you get into the weeds a little bit, are more impressive. 63 2/3 total innings pitched this season. He's dealt a ratio of 75 strikeouts to 16 walks. That's Yoegly Garcia ready on the bump tonight for the Hillcats. Starting lineup for your Salem Red Sox, top of the order, number 23, the designated hitter tonight, Franklin Arias. He leads off for the Sox. Arias was in there last night at second base, and he was at shortstop the night before. He earns the half day's rest today. He's worked his way up to now the 6th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. He's followed up by Nazan Zanitello. Nazan playing shortstop for the 2nd night in a row, and finally, Nazan got the bat going last night. We'll see if he continues that momentum. 2-for-4, home run, and a double. So good to see Nazan kind of get the bat moving. He bats 2nd. Brooks Brannan is the 1st baseman, and he bats 3rd tonight for the Sox. Nelly Taylor Jr. is the cleanup man. He plays out in center field. Teed off for a homer last night. Had a 2-run bomb the night before. He's got a pair of home runs in as many nights consecutively. He had a 2-for-4 night with a walk on Tuesday. Last night ended up going 1-for-4. It's been a good, productive couple of evenings for Nelly Taylor Jr., who heading into the series was hitting .314 in his last 10 games. So Nelly's swinging a hot stick. He's the cleanup man in center. Marvin Alcantara plays 2nd base on the right side of the infield. He bats 5th for the Red Sox, and he's swinging a hot twig as well. Marvin Alcantara did not appear yesterday for the Red Sox, but did have a pair of hits, ended up going 2-for-4 with a walk on Tuesday night. He ends up batting fifth tonight. Freely Encarnacion is in the hot corner. He bats sixth and plays at third, hitting .316 heading into the series in the last 10 ball games. He'll look to pick it up a little bit. Freely, after going 0-for-4 on Tuesday and 0-for-3 last night, has yet to register a hit this week. Nathaniel Yuten is out in left field. He bats seventh. Kareem Ayoubi back in the order for the Red Sox tonight. He's out in right field and bats eighth. While Daniel McAlvany is the catcher in your battery, he rounds out the batting order and bats ninth. Luis Cohen is the starting pitcher on the bump tonight for the Salem Red Sox. They turn into the beer mongers on a thirsty Thursday, and Luis Cohen will be the man that tries to make them 8-0 at home on Thursday night. Native of Tucasis in Venezuela, he's 5-5 on the year with a .364 earned run average. He's started 19 ball games out of his 20 appearances this year, and in 84 total innings pitched, he has dealt a ratio of 65 strikeouts to just 28 walks. Luis Cohen gets the nod, 27 in the baby blues tonight, and the Red Sox are ready to roll on a thirsty Thursday here in Salem. We're just moments away from first pitch. First, the national anthem, though, coming up, so we'll step aside here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. When we return, it's the Hillcats and the Red Sox. Game 3 out of 6 this week for the 460 rivalry. And it's right here all week long on MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today. Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Final notes to the national anthem high above Carilion Clinic Field on a Thursday night here in Salem. Giovanni Heater with you, whether you're listening on MILB TV, MILB.com, the Bally Live app. We're so glad you chose to spend your Thursday night here with us at the yard. Lynchburg Hillcats in town. It's game number 3 of a 6-game set between the Red Sox and the Hillcats. Luis Cohen, the starter on the bump tonight for the Sox. The 22-year-old righty out of Tucasis, Venezuela, is 5-5 on the year with a .364 earned run average. He started 19 games in 20 appearances, 65 strikeouts to 28 walks in 84 total innings of work. The Red Sox will look to lean on him and try and make it 8-0 on Thursday nights here in Salem in 2024. Batting order on the other side for the Lynchburg Hillcats: Tommy Hawk, Welbin Francisca, and Jason Chirillo will lead us off. The Red Sox wearing their alter ego uniforms tonight. The Sox, of course, on Thursday nights here in Salem turn in to the Salem Beer Mongers, a nod, to the local breweries around town. And the Sox are lights out as the Beer Mongers this year. 14-2 on Thursdays in total, 7-0 at Salem Memorial Ballpark. On the other side, the Lynchburg Hillcats donning the road grays. We've seen them wear their neon greens on Tuesday. We've seen them wear the navy blue with the turquoise sleeves yesterday. And then tonight they go with the classics, the road grays. It's the 460 rivalry. When we entered the 2024 season, these two teams were tied all time in the series' history. And this dates back to the 1960s when these two teams first started meeting up against each other as a part of the Carolina League. Now at this point, Lynchburg has asserted themselves in the series just a little bit. The Hillcats have won now 16 of the 20 total meetings throughout the 2024 campaign. The Red Sox have won 6 ball games. First pitch on the way, and Hawk laces it down the left field line. It's a base hit. Two hopping into the mitt of Nathaniel Uten. Hawk loses his helmet around first. Swipe tag at second, not in time. And he's in there with a head first slide for a first pitch leadoff double. How about that to wake you up and get you going on a Thursday night? Lynchburg trying to play spoiler. Again, this Red Sox team has yet to lose a Thursday night game at home this season. Tommy Hawk trying to change that in the leadoff spot. He starts his night hot. He's now 1-for-1 with a leadoff first pitch double. Welbin Francisco now from the left side, a 328 hitter in the first pitch. He laces this one back to the net, and it's 0-1. First pitch in there at 7:07 p.m., and it results in a two-bagger for Tommy Hawk and the Hillcats. No balls at a strike for Welbin Francisco. Cohen deals 0-1. And a breaking ball misses downstairs, evens it up at 1-1. Francisca, the 11th best prospect in the Cleveland Guardians organization, the shortstop tonight. Ended up going 0-for-3 with a walk last night. And the 1-1. Breaking ball taken high and away in the count, 2 balls and a strike. He walked in his first at-bat back in the first inning. It was a frame in which the Hillcats scored a pair of runs to jump to an early lead. They did it without registering a hit. 2-1. He swings and knifes it the other way, foul, tailing into the seats towards the Red Sox bullpen. It's 2-2. A home run and 12 RBI on the short season for Welbin Francisco. And again with the new top 30s and the top 100 by MLB Pipeline. He's up to number 11. 2-2. Swings and tips it. Drubs it just to the right of home plate. A foul ball. It's 2-2. Francisca on Tuesday night in the series opener did have a pair of hits. Went 2-for-5. 2-run scoring single in the fifth. A base hit in the seventh. Was caught stealing at second base. 2-2 on the way. He swings and lifts it, opposite way into the seats once more, and it stays 2-2. Well, the Lynchburg Hillcats order goes Tommy Hawk, Welbin Francisca, Jason Chirillo bats third, Luis Marejo is the cleanup man. Runner off of second, nobody out, top of the first inning on a Thursday. The 2-2. He swings and drubs it up the middle. One hops into the mid of Cohen. He chases towards Hawk, lobs it to second. They got him in a pickle. Throw down to third. Encarnacion applies the tag on the helmet of Hawk as it trickles to the turf. And safe over at first is Welbin Francisco. So they cut down the leading runner. Francisco aboard with a fielder's choice. There's one gone with a runner on first base for Jason Chirillo, the right fielder batting third. Luis Cohen fielding his position nicely on a slow chopper back up the middle. It's a righty-on-lefty matchup with Chirillo batting from the left side. And the first pitch. A breaking ball calls a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Your umpires tonight, it's Frank Jones behind the plate. Richie Arredondo is out in the field this evening. Your Carolina umpire crew. 0-1. Fastball snares the inside corner for a strike at 95, nothing and two. Jason Chirillo, the fourth best prospect in the Cleveland Guardians organization. His big brother's pretty darn good as well. Plays for the Milwaukee Brewers, one of the young stars in the major leagues. Jackson Chirillo, of course. Runner off of first, 0-2 the count, the pitch. He swings and laces this one left field into the mitt of Nathaniel Uten for out number two. Line out to left, 96-mile-an-hour liner. 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball on the outside corner, and he just kind of flicked his bat out in front of it, hit it the opposite way. Uten was ready for it. Thought it had a chance to get down and left, but Uten on his horse able to corral it, and there's two away. There's Luis Marejo from the right side, runner off of first, and a pickoff to first. In there with a head-first plunge, Welbin Francisco, who's aboard with the fielder's choice. Well, the rest of the order for the Hillcats, it's Garrett Howe batting fifth. Logan Clark will bat sixth. And the pitch. Runner takes off. Pitch misses high. Throw down to second. Not in time. A stolen bag for Welbin Francisco. He got a good jump. And when you throw him a breaking ball down and in, McElveny didn't stand much of a chance after the jump that Francisco had. It's 1-0 with a runner in scoring position. Juan Benjamin rounds out the batting order seventh. Batting eighth, Barrett Reebok, as a strike is in there. Pitch misses high, and the count now 2-0. And Manuel Mejias, the designated hitter, he will bat ninth. Francisco off of second after the stolen base. And the 2-0 to Marejo. He swings and misses through a high fastball out of the zone, 2-1. Marejo hitting .333, three home runs, 13 ribbies on the season. Plays first base tonight for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Cohen deals, 2-1. Breaking ball hit off the hands, sailing behind home plate into the seats to the right. And it plunges down, 2-2. Red Sox defenders on the infield from left to right. Fraley Encarnacion in the hot corner. Nizan Zanatello at short. Marvin Alcantara at second. Brooks Brannon plays first base. 2-2 pitch. He swings and lifts a breaking ball sky high into the air left field. Nathaniel Uten ranging in, taps to his left, and makes a head high grab for out number three. Uten kept busy. A double hit his way to lead things off by Tommy Hawk. Nothing comes of it. Francisco, after the stolen bag in the fielder's choice, is stranded in scoring position at second. And Uten puts him away with a line out and a fly out to left to end the frame. We're scoreless through a half hitting a play on a Thursday night here in Salem. We go to the bottom of one after this.
Donate plasma and earn good. Plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the first on a thirsty Thursday here in Salem. Red Sox and Lynchburg knotted up at zero. Still scoreless through a half inning of play, and the Sox ready to go 1-2-3. Franklin Arias, Nizan Zanatello, and Brooks Brannon. Ready on the bump, Yoegly Garcia is ready. And the first pitch to Arias is a fastball that misses down and away. The count now 1-0. Well, Tommy Hawk threatened, led off with a double in the first inning on the first pitch of the contest. Here's the 1-0 to Arias. Fastball clips the outside corner for a strike at 93. It's 1-1. Nothing came of it, though. A fielder's choice gave Welbin Francisca first as they cut down the leading runner in Hawk. Here's the 1-1. Misses down it in, spiked in the dirt. 78-mile-an-hour breaking ball. 2-1. Francisca then stole second base but was left there on back-to-back flyouts to left field. 2-1 pitch. He swings and misses. Threw a heater high and in at 93, and it's 2-2. Franklin Arias, the designated hitter tonight. He is the sixth best prospect in the Red Sox organization after the updated MLB pipeline rankings. Hitting 239, two homers and 13 RBI here at the single A level. Still in his first month here in Salem. 2-2 pitch. Misses downstairs and away. 85-mile-an-hour slider. It's 3-2. Franklin Arias last night played at second base, went hitless, did have a walk in his first AB, was 0-3. The payoff pitch, he swings and lifts it off the hands, popped it up just out of the infield to the right side. Underneath it gets Howe, and he looks into the sun. He's called off by Chirillo, the right fielder, who came all the way in towards the dirt to make the catch for out number one. Not an easy play by any means with the sun setting behind the Blue Ridge Mountains on a beautiful, cloudless, crystal-clear Thursday night there in the Roanoke Valley. Nizan Zanatello stands in from the right side. Worked his way out of a massive slump in an emphatic fashion last night. First pitch, he swings and misses through a fastball high out of the zone, 0-1. Nizan heading into the series was 9 for his last 90 in the last 25 games. The 0-1, breaking ball hit back towards the net, 0-2. Last night, he absolutely crushed a very crucial home run to bring the Sox within a run in the seventh. A leadoff blast over the left field fence. He then doubled in the ninth inning, ended up going 2-for-4. 0-2, breaking ball plunks him on the left elbow, and he's awarded first base. A hit by pitch after the fly out, and the Red Sox have a one-out base runner in the form of Nizan Zanatello. Here's Brooks Brannon from the right side. Brannon drops to the 27th best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Was as high as 21 before the most recent MLB pipeline rankings. And the first pitch to Brannon. Fastball down and away, misses the zone. It's 1-0. Brannon playing at first base tonight. We saw him catch on Tuesday. We saw Brooks catch last night as well. And the 1-0. Breaking ball gets away from Clark. He gobbles it up. Nizan off to second. Throw down there is not in time. And Nizan able to get aboard. We'll see how they score it. I did not see whether or not he was going before or not, so we'll see if it is a passed ball or if it's a stolen base that gave Nizan Zanatello second base. Regardless, the Sox, with a runner in scoring position, had just one gone for Brannon. Two balls, no strikes to pitch. He swings and knifes it back to the backstop, 2-1. 250 hitter in Brooks with four homers and 18 RBI. And they do score a wild pitch that gave Nizan second base. So no stolen bag for Zanatello. And now time is called. It appears that the catcher in Clark is almost as if he has dirt in his eye, brushing his face off, puts the helmet back on, and we're ready to go once again. Brannon from the right side facing a 2-1 count with a runner off a second. It's Nizan Zanatello with the high red stockings tonight. 2-1 to Brooks. Fastball crank left side down for a base hit. Rolling down the left field line. Zanatello waved around third. He comes in to score. Brooks off to second. And he's in there with a stand-up RBI double. Red Sox in front, 1-0 in the home half of the first. Just how you drew it up. Trading places is Brooks Brannon and Nizan Zanatello after the RBI double. Nizan was aboard after being hit by a pitch. A wild pitch gave him second, so really a run awarded to the Red Sox, but Brooks taking advantage of the opportunity. And here's Nelly Taylor Jr. standing in from the left side. Yogli Garcia brings it to the belt and offers the first pitch. Nelly just barely raises the bat off his left shoulder, looks at a fastball on the inner half for a strike. It's 0-1. Nelly Taylor Jr., two home runs in as many nights so far this week, hitting .231 with six homers on the year. And the 0-1. Fastball misses downstairs, 1-1. 45 runs batted in this season for Nelly Taylor Jr. Last night's home run plunked off the scoreboard in right field. Absolutely crushed it. Ball and a strike, the pitch. Spiked in the dirt, blocked by Clark, trickles to his right. He's able to collect. No movement from Brooks Brannon off of second. 2-1 for Nelly. Came into this series this week hitting .314 in his last 10 ball games. That was second best of any Red Sox in that stretch. And he's just continued to stay hot. The 2-1. Fastball sails high. Three balls and a strike for Nelly Taylor. Had the home run in the second yesterday. Went 1-for-4. Had a two-run bomb in the third the night prior. Scored three times. 2-for-4 with a walk altogether. The 3-1. Fastball misses up, up, and away, and Nelly Taylor Jr. works the five-pitch walk. RBI double for Brooks Brannon gives him second. Nelly Taylor works the walk on five pitches, and there's runners on first and second with just one gone for the five-hole hitting second baseman Marvin Alcantara. And what a perfect time to have Marvin Alcantara up to the dish, because nobody hits against this Lynchburg team as well as Alcantara when it comes to Red Sox this year. First pitch, he skies it to the opposite side, into the seats, 0-1. Alcantara has 19 hits and 63 ABs for 20 total bases, just one double. 12 RBI, though, against the Lynchburg Hillcats. He's hitting .302 against the opposition. That's better than any Salem Red Sox, and the lone Red Sox who's hitting above .300. Again, the Sox have not played very well against Lynchburg, but Alcantara has been the exception. First and second, one gone for Marv from the right side. And Garcia hurls the 0-1. He swings and dribbles it right side, a slow roller foul, 0-2. Alcantara last night did not appear for the Red Sox, had the off night, but on Tuesday was in the sixth spot. Two RBI single in the first, another knock in the eighth. He would come around to score. 2-for-4 with a walk altogether and an 8-7 Red Sox win to open the series. 0-2 to Marv. Fastball misses high and away. 1-2. Marvin Alcantara has struck out just 15 times against Lynchburg this year, contrasting the 19 hits. Two stolen bases against the Hillcats. OBP a .371. And the 1-2. Breaking ball rings him up at the top of the zone for strike three. Two away with first and second for the Sox at a 1-0 Salem lead here in the home half of the first. First strikeout of the night for Yogli Garcia, and maybe a monkey off of his back with the six-hole hitting third baseman, Freddy Encarnacion, digging in from the right side. Freddy at a cool 0-for-7 so far this series, hitless in two nights. And the first pitch, a fastball at the top of the zone taken for a strike, 0-1. Came into the series hitting better than any other Red Sox, .316 in its last 10 games heading into Tuesday. Has cooled down significantly. And the 0-1. He swings and dribbles it. High chopper, left side, snared by Francisco. Throw to first is in time for out number three. But the Sox grab one. Brooks Brannon, RBI double, scores Nizan Zanatello, and it's 1-0 Salem in front. We go to the top of the second after this. It's a Thirsty Thursday in Salem.
Your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Turning up on a Thursday here in Salem. Top of the second, the Hillcats and the Red Sox. And Salem is in front 1-0, thanks to Brooks Brannon and his RBI double to score Nizan Zanatello in the home half of the first. We move on to the second inning. And the Hillcats ready to go 5-6-7. Garrett Howell, Logan Clark, and Juan Benjamin in the batting order. Red Sox wearing the home Beermonger Blues tonight. On the other side, the Hillcats with the road grays. Garrett Howell, the second baseman, ready to dig on in. Facing off against the Red Sox right-handed starter, and Luis Cohen. A double off the barrel of Tommy Hawk on the first pitch got the ball game going in the top of the first inning. Welbin Francisca ended up getting aboard on a fielder's choice as they cut down the leading runner. He stole second. It was left there. First pitch to Garrett Howell. It's a fastball taken for a strike. High in the zone. It's 0-1. Howell in the five spot. Had the off night yesterday. Hit fifth and played shortstop on Tuesday. 0-1. Fastball in there for a strike once again. Cohen pounding the zone ahead 0-2. Howell with a three-hit night on Tuesday evening. Went 3-for-5 and an 8-7 Red Sox win. And a breaking ball misses downstairs. It's 1-2 to Garrett Howell. Still just in his second week at the single-A level. He's hitting .400. The 1-2. And a breaking ball runs downstairs once more. Evens it up at 2-2. I mean, what a way to get things going on the road. Then to go 3-for-5. Open up the series. It just sets the foundation for the rest of the week. 2-2 on the way. Fastball sniped to the right side, and it rolls foul. 2-2, it'll stay. 1-0 Red Sox in front, thanks to Brooks Brannon. The Sox and the Hillcats each, though, have a hit. Neither team has registered an error up to this point, and the ballpark's starting to have a little bit of a buzz to it on a Thursday night with a good crowd on hand. 2-2 on the way. Breaking ball outside, 3-2. Luis Cohen. Looking for maybe that first shutdown frame. He's been solid as of late in his starts for the Red Sox. We've been able to lean on him. Fastball misses high, and he works a walk. So Garrett Howell aboard with a leadoff walk here in the second, and this will not be the shutout frame for Luis Cohen. And here's Logan Clark, the catcher, ready to dig in from the right side. Number 9 in gray. Logan Clark had the start last night. You cannot write it up, folks. He was aboard not once but twice last night. The first pitch, he drills this one down the left field line, down for a base hit, rounding second, now colliding with the second baseman and Marvin Alcantara and making it to third, but being tagged out there by Fraley Encarnacion is Garrett Howell. I mean, confusion across the board because Howell's not moving from third. Encarnacion has the ball and says he should be out, especially because he collided with Alcantara rounding second and took Marvin Alcantara out of the play. Here's Liam Carroll to protest with the field umpire, Richie Arredondo, saying there's got to be some sort of interference here. And there is not. And Howe is staying at third. Another look on MILB TV. And, yeah, just, I mean, you could definitely say Marv was in his way. And I think that's what the argument is. So with that being the case, Fraley's tag didn't matter. Down the line from second to third, and there's runners on the corners. Logan Clark with a base hit. Juan Benjamin from the left side. Now they appeal over to second, and field umpire Richie Arredondo says he's safe. So they were trying to see whether or not he had left early, and he did not do that either. And back to baseball we go. Benjamin from the left side, a 264 hitter with two homers and 49 RBI. First and third, nobody out for the Hillcats in the first pitch. Check swing, pitch called a strike. Got him with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer half. It's 0-1. Cohen from the stretch, gathers at the belt, and fires the 0-1. Swung on and lifted back to the net. It's 0-2. Benjamin has come through this week for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Did not play last night, but the evening prior, huge. RBI double in the eighth inning. Part of a two-for-four night. He sizzles one up the middle. It's gloved by Zanatello. Flip to second. Tag is there. What a play from Zanatello to Alcantara. A run does come in to score, but that was sensational. So Garrett Howe comes in to score for the Hillcats, ties the ball game at one. Aboard with the fielder's choice is Juan Benjamin, but Logan Clark is cut down at second. And it goes 6-4, Nizan Zanatello with a gem. Good job by Alcantara to apply the tag as well. Pickoff over to first, Benjamin with a head first plunge, the tag on his cap, not in time. And Garrett Reebok now stands in from the left side. Left fielder batting eighth. 159 hitter. Another pickoff to first. They're worried about him. He's in there safely. Brandon holding him on at first. Reebok had the off night last night. Played in left on Tuesday. Had a triple in the third. First pitch, and the runner takes off. Pitch misses. Throw down to second. One hops off the mitt of Zanatello. Benjamin to third. Throw there is off target. Not in time. And Benjamin, able to not only steal second, makes it to third on an error. So now we're under 90 feet away from putting the Hillcats in front. With just one gone. And Luis Cohen steps off as the infield converges in. And the 1-0. Check swing. Says he went around. Home plate umpire Frank Jones. Pitch found the zone anyways. It's 1-1. And the 1-1 to Reibach. Swing at a miss through a breaking ball. 1-2. For RBI, looking for number 5 with Juan Benjamin off a third. Was gifted second and third. The 1-2. Breaking ball at the ankles, 2-2. I guess I shouldn't say gifted second. He stole second, fair and square, but the error allowed him to take third. 2-2. He swings, hits it off the hands, into right field, underneath it, Ayubi, and he pinches the leather for out number two. Taking off is Benjamin for home. The throw is just not in time. It two hops into the mitt of McCalvany. And Benjamin comes in to score on a sack fly off the barrel of Reebok. There's two gone, and the Hillcats are in front, 2-1 in the second. So we go to the bottom of the order with a 9-hole hitting designated hitter, Manuel Mejias. He bats from the left side, and now Juan Rivera, the pitching coach for the Red Sox, out to have a conversation with Luis Cohen. Daniel McCalvany will join him as well. Hammering down the strategy for the final out here in the second. Home plate umpire Frank Jones already trying to break up the party. And it appears as if they're talking about the throw down to second from Daniel McCalvity. Rivera kept pointing towards second. Again, I'm not down there, and I can't read lips very well from this distance, but that definitely seemed to be part of the conversation. And now Frank Jones and Rivera having words with each other. Rivera now leaves the mound and heads back to the dugout for the Red Sox. 2-1, Lynchburg in front. Two gone, bases clear. In the top of the second inning, Sox had a run off the barrel of Brooks Brannan, an RBI double in the first, put them in front, but Lynchburg has striked back with two runs here in the second. First pitch to Mejias, and the lefty eyes up a fastball on the outer half for a strike, 0-1. Mejias hitting 207 with a homer and 19 RBI. 0-1 on the way. He swings and chops it, foul right side. Slow rolling down the path from the on-deck circle to home plate. And it's 0-2. Cohen deals, 0-2. Breaking ball taken outside on a waste pitch, 1-2. On deck, if need be, it's Tommy Hawk back to the top of the order. He takes off the bat weight, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with an 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball at the knees in the zone. And that's out number three. 2-1, Lynchburg in front. A hit, an error, and a walk gave him two runs in the second, and they're in front. We go to the home half of two. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Oh, welcome back. High above Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem. We got a special moment as we pause the ball game. 9-year-old Nicholas out of Withville, Virginia. In a big spot here. It's home run for life here in Salem. And the Sox helping to make a dream come true. As both teams line up down the first and third base side. See him come around to score an inside the park home run. And a pretty special moment here in Salem. 9-year-old Nicholas loves Minecraft. Also loves watching YouTube. And he also loves hanging out with his older brothers. In 2022, Nicholas braved a fight against a rare leukemia. Fast forward to this October, after his heroic battle involving many treatments and over 50 blood transfusions, he'll finally be able to kick cancer to the curb. In his time at the hospital, he's a real-life hero. Stocks up the snack cart at the clinic and spreads the joy with donations of toys and treats for fellow patients. And the team at Carilion Children's Oncology Clinic just can't sing enough of Nicholas's praises. He truly is their superhero, and he's going to get a signed bat from both the Red Sox and the Hillcats. Really awesome moment. One of those things just bigger than baseball, bigger than sports. Awesome to see the two teams pause the game for a moment like this. We'll take another short break here on MILB TV. When we come back, the Red Sox and the Hillcats head to the bottom of the second, 2-1, Lynchburg in front.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second on a Thursday night here in Salem. 2-1, Lynchburg in front. And it goes 6-7-8 in the Red Sox order. Fraley Encarnacion, Nathaniel Uten, and Kareem Ayoub. Giovanni Heater with you. Looking forward to a great Thursday evening where the Red Sox look to make it 8-0. At home on Thursday nights this season. They are 7-0 heading into tonight. First pitch on the way. Nathaniel Uten looks at a breaking ball downstairs. The count now 1-0. And yes, pardon me, Fraley Encarnacion recorded the final out of that first inning. The 1-0, he lifts this one back to the net, evens it up at a ball and a strike, and therefore Nathaniel Uten will get us going. 6-3 sat down Fraley. That brought the first inning to a close. So it goes Uten, Ayoub, and McCalvity in the 9-hole, 7-8-9. And the 1-1, breaking ball outside. The count now 2-1 for the 248 hitter with 6 homers and 43 RBI. Second inning of work for Yogely Garcia. He deals 2-1. Fastball rails high. Count now 3 balls and a strike for Uten. 2-1, Lynchburg leads it. They scored both of their runs in that second inning. And the 3-1. Breaking ball misses outside. 5-pitch walk for Nathaniel Uten and the Red Sox with a leadoff base runner. Brings up the right fielder, Kareem Ayoub, batting in the 8th spot. Ayoub had the night off last night, but was in the 9-hole out in left field on Tuesday, part of an 8-7 Red Sox win. He doubled, he walked, he flew out and struck out. 1-for-3 with the walk. He bats from the left side, ready on lefty, runner off of first. And the first pitch. He swings and drives this one towards the gap, right center field. This is down for extra bases. Uten around second. Ayubi's going to hold up at first. The throw-in gets over the cutoff man, is retrieved by the pitcher and Garcia, and there's runners on the corners. Well, 2-1, Lynchburg leads it, but the Red Sox threatening already with nobody out. And first and third occupied for Daniel McCalvity, the catcher in the 9-hole, hitting 173 with a homer, 11 RBI on the season. He plunges his bat down on home plate, raises it above his right shoulder, and is ready to face the first pitch. Off the right arm of Yogely Garcia. It's on the way. And it's spiked in the dirt, deflects off the chest protector of Clark. Nobody moves. 1-0. Daniel McCalvity, Had the off night last night for the Sox and did not appear on Tuesday, so making his series debut this week against the Lynchburg Hillcats. One ball, no strikes for 44 in the Baby Blues. And the 1-0. He swings and skies it. Right side, tailing foul into the seats. 1-1. Daniel McCalvity against the Lynchburg Hillcats this season. Four hits and 22 at-bats, hitting a cool 182 against the opposition. And the 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball outside, 2-1. McCalvity in his last 10 games, struggling a little bit at the plate. He's hitting 129. Four hits in his last 31 at-bats over the last 10 games he's played in. Ready to face the 2-1. Fastball high, three balls at a strike. And Garcia struggling to find the zone a little bit here. Runners on the corners, a walk would load him. Still nobody out in the home half of the second. Sox trailing by a run. Three-one to McCalvany. He swings and lifts it foul, right side. 3-2. On deck for the Sox, Franklin Arias at the top of the order. Nazan Zanatello is on after that. Brooks Brandon will follow. And the payoff pitch to McCalvany. Runner goes from first. He knifes it back to the backstop. Kareem Ayoubi will have to retreat back to first base after his knock. Runners stay put at first and third. Full count for McCalvity continues. Long look in here for Yogli Garcia. And the ready deals the payoff. Runner goes from first. Pitch misses down and away. Throw down to second in time. And now home plate umpire Frank Jones has something to say, and it's a walk, so it doesn't matter. For a moment, I had thought Jones might have called a strike. I was pretty certain the pitch missed. He gave some sort of a hand gesture, but that was to hold it up. And it does load the bases after the walk. Maybe a good thing. Otherwise, would have been a strike him out, throw him out. Top of the order with the bases juice. Nobody out. Franklin Arias. And we're going to get a mound visit here. Yogli Garcia and his battery mate and Clark having a very short conversation. Clark already making the trot back to home plate, where he positions himself firmly behind the dish. Infield playing in on the left side. First baseman playing in Marejo. The second baseman is out towards the grass. First pitch. Arias, check swing, pitch misses, down and away. An appeal, and Richie Arredondo says he held back. It's 1-0. Arias flew out to right field in his first at-bat tonight. 236 hitter, two homers, 13 ribbies. 1-0. Misses down and in, and the count now 2-0. Arias with a chance to crack the game wide open. The Sox trail by a run, but one swing of the bat can not only propel them in front, they give a little bit of help as well. The 2-0. Fastball down and out. Three balls, no strikes. And now Garcia, pitch away from walking in a run, which is the last thing you want to do if you're Lynchburg. Far from pounding the zone here. Desperate for a strike. He curls the 3-0. Misses down and in at the ankles. A four-pitch walk. All of these walks, by the way, besides the full count walk for Daniel McCalvity, have come on five pitches tonight. Besides that one full count walk, that was a four-pitch walk. It scores a run, an RBI for Franklin Arias, and the game's tied at two. Here's Nazan Zanatello, and now we're going to get a mound visit here. In fact, it appears that it will be the skipper, Jordan Smith of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Home plate umpire Frank Jones already breaking it up. Action in the Lynchburg pen, but they will not make a call to the pen at this point. And back to baseball we will go. Bases loaded, nobody out. 2-2 game, bottom of the second for Nazan Zanatello, the 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization, last year's second-round pick out of St. Louis. And the first pitch spiked in the dirt. The count now 1-0. 19 years old, Nazan Zanatello cranked his way out of a slump yesterday with a homer and a double. Looking to tap back into that here tonight. 1-0 to Nazan. Check swing. Didn't go. Pitch missed high. 2-0. 20 RBI for Zanatello. Looking to add on here. Two balls, no strikes, and the offering. He swings through a breaking ball. Count now 2-1. Nazan aboard once already tonight. He did come around to score as well thanks to Brooks Brandon's RBI double. Zanatello made it to first on a hit by pitch. 2-1. Called a strike on the inner half. Found it with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 2-2. Zanatello calls time. We're in the yellow gloves tonight. Digs back in, taps the bat on home plate, raises it high above his right shoulder. 2-2 on the way. He swings and lifts it foul the opposite way into the seats. Stays alive. I gotta say, a really nice crowd on hand tonight. Bark in the park. The beverage discounts on a Thirsty Thursday. The team wins on Thursdays. Good vibes at the yard as we reach the home stretch of the 2024 season. 2-2. Fastball called a strike at the top of the zone. And Nazan is sat down. Just the first out here in the second inning. Backwards K, it's the second strikeout, and the second backwards K for Yogely Garcia. Here's Brooks Brandon, 1-for-1 tonight, RBI double. Chance for more RBI here, especially with an extra base hit. He would have a plentiful supply. First pitch to Brooks. He swings through a breaking ball, 0-1. 84-mile-an-hour slider towards the top of the zone. No balls at a strike for Brandon. It's on the way. Down and away it goes. Breaking ball outside of the zone. 1-1. Brandon hitting 255. Four homers. Has 19 RBI. One shy of Zanatello's 20. And the 1-1. He swings and cranks it through the left side of the infield. A base hit. One run comes in to score. Kareem Ayubi ends up coming in for the Sox. Holding up at third, Daniel McCalvity. RBI single for Brooks. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of runs batted in. McCalvity to third. Arias to second. Brooks to first with the RBI knock. And Ayubi makes it a 3-2 ball game. The Sox in front by a run. Two runs thus far in the second. Still only one gone for Nellie Taylor Jr. The lefty is in. Bases reloaded. And the first pitch. A breaking ball in there over the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Nelly nil for nil tonight. He walked in his first AB. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball outer half for a strike, 0-2. Nelly had his sixth home run last night, his fifth the night before. Boy, the Sox would love a homer here. A grand slam would put him in front by five. Does Nelly have it in him? 0-2 to the lefty. Fastball high, 1-2. You got to wonder how long they keep Yogely Garcia out there. He can't produce the outs. He kicks and deals the 1-2. Swing and a miss through a breaking ball. Nelly is sat down on strikes. Third K for Garcia. And there's two away. Sets it up for Marvin Alcantara. He was the first of three strikeout victims to Garcia in his first at-bat. Now up for the second time this evening. And now it looks like Lynchburg's making that call to the bullpen. The skipper is out. Jordan Smith making a call to the pen, and we'll step aside on MILB TV. When we return, bases loaded, two gone for Marvin Alcantara, and the Sox lead it 3-2.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Thirsty Thursday here in Salem. 3-2, Red Sox in front. The bases are loaded with two gone in the home half of the second inning for Marvin Alcantara, who struck out looking in his first at-bat. He digs in from the right side, and the Sox look to add some more. They've scored two already in the home half of the second. Bases are reloaded. Righty on righty matchup in the first pitch. He swings and drills it towards right field. A line drive into the run of Jason Chirillo, who is ready for it in right for out number three. Good contact the other way for Marvin Alcantara, but a defender was ready. The Sox plate two, and they lead it 3-2. We go to the top of the third after this in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Three-two, Red Sox in front as we go to the third. Luis Cohen on the bump for his third inning of work in his start for the Sox. Ready to face off against 1-2-3 in the batting order. Tommy Hawk, Welbin Francisca, Jason Chirillo, and it's the third time through. Second time through. Goodness gracious. For Luis Cohen. Tommy Hawk so far tonight, well, the first pitch he saw, he cranked down the left field line for a leadoff double. He'll try and replicate that here. Nothing came of it. He ended up getting picked off, and then Welbin Francisca, after the fielder's choice, was stranded at second. Tommy Hawk digs in from the left side. Cohen trying to best him the second time through. From the belt, we're ready to roll in the top of the third. First pitch, fastball, sizzles high out of the zone, 1-0. Pitch clocked at 95 off the right arm of Luis Cohen. It heals 1-0. Fastball hammered towards the gap, right center field, long run for Ayubi, and it drops, rolling to the warning track. Now kind of slipping out there is the center fielder, Nelly Taylor. Tommy Hawk holds up with a stand-up triple. And Nelly Taylor is down out in right center field at the wall. Slow to get up. I do not see a training staff going out there, but Nelly's still slow to get up. Liam Carroll stepping out of the dugout, kind of waiting for his signal whether he's okay or not. But he took a tumble trying to retrieve that baseball, and it allowed Tommy Hawk to get to third. He's got a double and a triple tonight. And now the training staff will go out there to have a word with Nelly. And he's waving them off, saying he's okay. He's saying, I'm all right. He's literally waving them off actively, and they're going out there anyways. So Nelly being checked out. It just seemed like he just tripped, plain and simple. We'll take a look here if you're watching on MILB TV. Well hit ball to the gap right center. No chance for either Nelly or Ayubi to get there. And he rolled up his ankle pretty good there. Now, I'm no doc, so I'm not going to speculate anything, but it definitely seemed like he rolled up his ankle. And they're having him do some practice jogs here to evaluate. Nelly, a tough guy. He'll never want to come out of a ball game. Loves the sport. Another look here. Ball to the gap in right center. And again, if you're listening, as he plants that left foot, he rolls up on it pretty good. And was slow to get up, but he's going to stay in the ball game. Liam Carroll and the training staff retreating back to the dugout. And we'll go back to baseball. So a runner off of third, 90 feet away from tying the ball game at three. Welbin Francisca stands in from the left side. And the infield plays in for the Sox. Francisca 0-for-1 tonight. First pitch. A fastball on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. 323 hitter, 12 ribbies, looking for number 13. And the 0-1. He swings through a breaking ball, 0-2. He was aboard in the first, a fielder's choice, where Tommy Hawk got out between second and third. Francisca then stole second and was stranded there. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the 81-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Down and away. First out here in the third. Second strikeout for Luis Cohen is Jason Chirillo. Fourth best prospect in the Cleveland Guardians organization. He lined out to left his first time, huh? And the first offering. Breaking ball, misses downstairs, and the count now 1-0. Chirillo hitting 272, 5 homers, 58 RBI. And the 1-0. Fastball misses downstairs, 2-0. Out of Maracaibo in Venezuela. 2-0 pitch. Fastball high and in for a strike. 2-1. Chirillo just 19 years old. Again, his brother Jackson, 20-year-old with the Brewers. Breaking ball taken at the dirt, 3-1. Jackson Chirillo having a solid season. He's hitting 273. With 55 RBI for the Brewers. The 3-1. Fastball misses just outside. And Jason Chirillo able to work a one-out walk. So first and third for the Hillcats here as they look to find the equalizer. The Sox leading it 3-2 in the top of the third. And this game is moving at far from a quick pace here. We've been playing baseball for exactly 1 hour, and we're just in the top of the third inning. Luis Marejo from the right side. First pitch, runner takes off. Pitch sails high, snap throw to second. Not in time, throw back home, and they got him. They tried to double steal, and they got Tommy Hawk at the plate. Would have tied the game. Heads up play by Marvin Alcantara to get it back to home plate. Chirillo with his stolen bag. Tommy Hawk is erased off the base paths. And now a runner at second. The Sox stay in front 3-2. One ball, no strikes for Marejo. And the pitch. Breaking ball taken high in, and he limbos underneath. It's 2-0. Marejo so far tonight, he flew out to left field. That brought the first inning to a close. Hitting 327, though, with 13 ribbies and three homers. 2-0, snipes the inside corner with a fastball at 94, 2-1. Cohen deals, 2-1. This is cranked, out to left field. Netanyahu, U10, tried to catch it on the run. It hit off his left leg, and Jason Chirillo comes in to score. Marejo around second. The ball thrown in and cut off. He stands up at third with an RBI triple. I thought U10 had that baseball all night long on the run. Not an easy play, I guess, but it just looked like he had it, and it looks like it missed his glove and hit him on the leg. Well, that ties the game. It's 3-3 here in Salem. And Garrett Howe stands in from the left side. U10 frustrated with himself out and left. And now the go-ahead run is just 90 feet away once again for the Hillcats. Each team trading blows here early on. And will they score this in error? They very well might. We'll see how it comes in. They very well might score that in error. And they do. It is an error. First pitch, fastball taken high by Garrett Howe for a strike, though. It's 0-1. So forget the RBI and forget the triple. It's an E7. Fastball misses the zone, 1-1 for Howe. It's an E7 that gives Marejo third, and that brings in the run. 1-1 to Howe. Fastball called a strike on the inner half, 1-2. Two gone, runner off a third. The Sox with three errors already tonight. 1-2 pitch. He swings and dribbles it left side, foul. Stays alive at 1-2. I'm curious where the other error was scored. I have the Sox with an error on Daniel McCalvany, 1-2. Called his strike, ring him up. Strike three. Got him with the curveball at the knees. Third strikeout for Luis Cohen, and that brings the inning to a close. I got McCalvany with a throwing error trying to get a stealer at second. And then I have the E7. I'm curious, and I'll try and find out where that third error is coming from. 3-3. Lynchburg scores a run to tie the ball game. We go to the home half of the third after this. Insane.
Want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to milbstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the third on a Thursday night here in Salem. We're all knotted up, three apiece in the 460 rivalry between Lynchburg and Salem. Separated by just about an hour and 20 minutes down 460. You can find each of these ballparks. And this time the series finds itself here at Carilion Clinic Field. Series tied at a game apiece through two nights of play. It's a Thursday night, and we're knotted up at three heading into the home half of the third. Run scored in the top of the frame. It came off an E7. Luis Morejo cranked one into left. Uten couldn't play it. It hit off his mitt, and the first pitch is chopped at the left side of the infield by Encarnacion, backhanded by Benjamin, and the throw to first sails way high. It gets out of play on top of the netting. So now getting an extra bag is Fraley Encarnacion with the E5. That was bizarre. So now Lynchburg with their first error. Salem has three. Throwing error by Daniel McCalvany trying to catch someone stealing at second. It got into the outfield. An interference on a base runner between second and third by Marvin Alcantara is the other error. And then the E7 in left field was the third. Here's Nathaniel Uten from the left side, runner in scoring position. In the first pitch, misses down it in with a fastball, 1-0. Pitcher on the bump for the opposition. First one out of the pen tonight, Jack Jezziak, the 23-year-old righty. Curls it, unfurls the 1-0. Misses down it in. Nearly hit Uten, 2-0. Native of Naperville, Illinois, 12th round pick in 2022, played his college ball at South Florida, down at USF in the Tampa St. Pete area. The Bulls and the 2-0. He swings in, drills this one right into the mitt of Francisca. He snared it and stepped back on second to double him up. That thing was tattooed. 105 off the bat. He fell back on his tush, making the snatch, but what a play by Francisca. And then an easy second out. Here's Kareem Ayoubi. Bases empty, two gone in the blink of an eye here in the bottom of the third. Game tied at three. And the first pitch is a breaking ball missing outside, 1-0. Kareem with a base hit tonight. That was in the second, last AB. He's up for the second time tonight. Came around to score. Sox and Hillcats tied at three apiece. The 1-0, he swings and dribbles it right side. Scooped up by Morejo, and he plants his left foot on first for out number three. Well, the first quick inning we get, and it's an unconventional 1-2-3. After the error, a double play, and then Ayoubi grounds out. Top of the fourth after this, beautiful Thursday night here in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Fourth inning of work for Luis Cohen, the righty starter for the Red Sox. It's tied up at three between the Hillcats and the Sox. And ready to go 6-7-8 in the batting order are the Lynchburg Hillcats. Logan Clark, Juan Benjamin, Barrett Reebok, all set to face off against Luis Cohen for the second time tonight. Well, Cohen's been solid. He has surrendered the three runs. He surrendered three hits, but three errors by his defense has not helped him very much. And Logan Clark, the catcher, digs in from the right side. Righty on righty, we're underway in the fourth. The first pitch, he swings and drives it. Opposite way, foul into the seats. It's 0-1. Clark hitting .289 with two homers, seven ribbies in the last couple of weeks. He's got a hit already tonight, 0-1. Dances at his ankles in the dirt, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Base hit in the second, and then he was cut down at second, part of a fielder's choice for Juan Benjamin. The 1-1, and a breaking ball falls in there for a strike, 1-2. Well, the Sox with their first 1-2-3 inning offensively back there in the third. It was unconventional. The 1-2 plunks him on the left shoulder, a hit by pitch, and Logan Clark is aboard for the second time. Leadoff base runner again for the Hillcats. They've had a leadoff base runner in every inning thus far. A double from Tommy Hawk, a walk from Garrett Howe, a triple from Tommy Hawk, and now a hit by pitch for Logan Clark. Sets it up for Juan Benjamin from the left side. 3-3 game, runner off of first, nobody out. And the first pitch. Lefty cranks it back to the net, 0-1. Benjamin again aboard with that fielder's choice. Stole second. Ended up coming around to score when it was all said and done. 0-1. He lifts one high into the air, pops it up, right side of the infield, now into foul territory. Underneath it, making the catch is Brooks Brannon, the first baseman for out number one. So Benjamin is retired, and it sets it up for Barrett Reebok. Ready on lefty once again, the first pitch. And a fastball sails high. The count now 1-0. Reebok hitting it 156. Sacrifice fly out to right field his first time up. Gave him an RBI tonight. The 1-0. Swings and tips a fastball into the mitt of Daniel McCalvany, 1-1. Yeah, Luis Cohen's pounded the zone pretty well so far for the Sox. He's hurled 62 pitches. 40 of them have found the zone for strikes. 1-1. Breaking ball in there once again at the knees. 1-2. Now through 3 1/3 is Luis Cohen. 3 strikeouts to his name. Not a single earned run. 1-2. He swings and dribbles it right side. Picked off the dirt by Brandon. He steps on first for out number two. Clark to second. A nice play by Brooks Brannon. And we go to the 9-hole, the designated hitter, Manuel Mejias. Short hopped into the mitt of Brannon, brought him down to a knee, and an athletic-looking play. Here's the first pitch to the lefty, and Mejias tips it back to the backstop, 0-1. He struck out swinging first time tonight. Strikeout victim, 1 of 3 to Luis Cohen, who gathers at the belt. 27 in the baby blue. Kicks and deals, 0-1. Fastball tipped right side, 0-2. 3 runs on the board for Lynchburg, but not a single earned. The Red Sox with 3 errors this evening. Cohen trying to do all he can. Nods no. And now up and down with the yes. The 0-2. Breaking ball hammered right side on the ground. Scooped up by Brandon. One hand in the air to signal he's taking it himself. Plants the left foot on first for out number three. Back-to-back groundouts to first and the frame. A hit by pitch to lead things off for Logan Clark. Nothing to show for it. And we go to the home half of four. Sox and Hillcats tied at 3.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth on a Thursday night here in Salem. 3-3 the score between the Lynchburg Hillcats and your Salem Red Sox. Three hits for each team, one error for the Hillcats, three errors for the Red Sox have made it so Luis Cohen has not surrendered an earned run so far tonight, despite our score being tied at three apiece. It goes 9-1-2 in the order for the Salem Sox. Daniel McCalvany, Franklin Arias, and Nizan Zanatello. All ready to face off against the righty. First arm out of the bullpen, Jack Jeziak. And the first pitch on the way. McCalvany eyes up a fastball inner half for a strike. It's 0-1. Daniel walked at his first at-bat tonight, was stranded at third in the second inning. A frame in which the Sox plated two. The 0-1, he cranks it down the left field line, backhanded by Benjamin on the ground. Throw to first is in time for out number one. What a play. 5-3 if you're keeping it at home, and Benjamin has that hot corner locked down. Makes up for the error that he had an inning ago where he airmailed one over the first baseman's head. But there's one gone here in the fourth. We go to the top of the order with Franklin Arias, sixth best prospect in the Sox organization. You got the Guardians and the Red Sox tonight. Always fun to look at the parent clubs. First pitch, he swings and drives it high into the air, shallow right field. Underneath it, Jason Chirillo ranges to his left and makes a head-high grab for out number two. Oh, to bring up Nizan Zanatello, hit by a pitch and a strikeout tonight. Nizan went 2-for-4 an evening ago with the double and the home run. He plants his right foot firmly into the right-handed batter's box with his left foot just shallowly behind it. A practice hack and raises it above his right shoulder. Righty on righty. And the first pitch. Nizan eyes up a fastball below the knees. It's 1-0. Two gone, nobody on for the Sox. Bottom of four, game tied at three apiece. If you're just joining us on a beautiful night here in Salem. And the 1-0 to Zanatello. He swings and tips it off the right leg of the catcher in Clark. 1-1. Logan's going to take his time here for a moment. Courtesy move as Frank Jones gets the ball back to the pitcher in Jeziak, who after coming out of the pen has kind of changed this game a little bit because he's been shut down against the Sox. Sat him down in an unconventional three in the third. He had the error but the double play and the ground out. And now has retired the first two that he's faced here in the fourth. He got the final out in the second. 1-1. And Nizan holds back, but a pitch finds the zone at the knees for a strike. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody on, two gone for Zanatello. Jeziak from the belt, winds and fires the pitch. Skips in the dirt, 2-2. Brooks Brandon on deck, Nellie Taylor Jr. in the hole for the Sox. Brooks is 2-for-2. Double and a single. Zanatello calls time, readjusts his grip on the wooden bat, plants it on home plate, gives her a twirl. And ready to face the 2-2. Jeziak deals. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Blew him away with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball high and in. He retires the side and faces the minimum in the fourth. And we go to the fifth. Tied at three between Lynchburg and Salem.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Fifth inning of work for 27 in the Baby Blues tonight. Luis Cohen on the bump for the Sox. He's hurled 67 pitches. 45 of them have found the zone for strikes. And the Red Sox and the Hillcats tied at 3 apiece as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Top of the order for Lynchburg, Tommy Hawk, Welbin Francisca, and Jason Chirillo. Hawk digs in from the left side. He's 2-for-2 with a double and a triple already tonight. Luis Cohen gathering at the belt, peering to home plate, deals the first pitch. And a breaking ball is hit back over the net into the seats. It's 0-1. Hawk with the two hits tonight has the batting average up to 277. A home run and 19 RBI. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses upstairs, and the count now even at 1-1. Tommy Hawk, though, despite the double and the triple, has not scored one of the three Lynchburg runs. And the 1-1. Breaking ball hammered out into left field. Playable for Nathaniel Uten. He ranges back and makes the head-high catch for out number one. And just to put a ribbon on that, was cut down at third as Welbin Francisca got aboard with a fielder's choice. That was back in the first after the double. And then was caught stealing part of a double steal at the plate in the third. Had the triple, couldn't bring it home. 3-3 the score. Welbin Francisco laces one down the left field line, just foul by about 2 feet. Hit it the opposite way, and the count now 0-1. So far tonight, Francisco aboard with the fielder's choice. He stole second and then struck out in the third. Number two of three strikeout victims for the righty Luis Cohen so far this evening. Nothing good one to count, and the pitch on the way. Breaking ball falls into the zone on the left side, 0-2. One gone, nobody on for the Lynchburg Hillcats, top of five. Cohen deals, 0-2. Breaking ball hit to the left side of the infield, charging ahead is Encarnacion. Gloves, throws to first, it pulled Brandon off the bag. And in there safely is Francisca. We'll see how they rule it. Tough play because Fraley had to do it at 100% speed, charging in to have a chance. A rare miscue by the Sox, typically outstanding third baseman. Another look if you're watching on MILB TV and just simply missed the throw. So in all likelihood, a throwing error. And now Juan Rivera out to have a word with Luis Cohen. Third time through the order. Cohen is yet to surrender an earned run due to three Red Sox errors up to this point. With the game being tied at three, Cohen will not be charged with any of those runs. You had two errors in the second inning and then one more in the third. That might be the fourth error of the night, depending on how they score it. And no, they score that a single, an infield single. Ruled it a difficult play for Fraley Encarnacion. I'm sure every party is happy with that. Encarnacion doesn't get charged with the error, and Francisca got an infield knock. That'll help the batting average. Maybe not as much as it would have in April, but Every bit counts. There's Jason Chirillo, but first a pickoff over to third, and Francisca plunges back to the bag safely. Head first. One gone, runner off of first. 3-3 game in the fifth. First pitch to Jason. And a fastball misses under the hands inside. 1-0. Righty on lefty. Chirillo tonight walked in the third. He came around to score after stealing second. He also lined out to left field. 1-0, runner takes off. Pitch misses high. Throw down to second is high. The tag not in time, but a stolen base for Welbin Francisca. His second swiped bag of the night. So the go-ahead run is in scoring position for the Hillcats. Chirillo trying to take advantage with one gone. And Cohen deals the 2-0. Fastball clips the top of the zone for a strike, 2-1. Luis Marejo is on deck. Garrett Howe is in the hole. Cohen gathering at the belt and fires the 2-1. Breaking ball down and out, 3 balls and a strike. Chirillo has eclipsed 58 RBI this season. That is nothing to snuff at. On the cusp of finding 59, if he can make something happen here. 3-1. And a fastball's in there to fill up the count, 3-2. Cohen climbing back in the count. The righty deals, payoff pitch. Swung on and chop foul, the right side. And Chirillo is alive at 3-2. Good crowd on hand for a Thursday night here in Salem. Be sure to come on out again tomorrow. Firework Friday. Second to last Firework Friday of the season. Summer's almost over. The payoff, he swings and lifts it back to the net. Continues to elongate the at-bat. Now Cohen up to his 80th pitch. 80 pitches, 54 of them for strikes. He takes a long look in, signals no, now nods yes, brings it to the hip, and deals. Payoff again. Swung on and cranked to the right side of the infield. Scooped up by Alcantara. Short throw to first in time. Runner moves to third, and there's two away. 4-3 if you're keeping it at home, and it brings up Luis Marejo, the cleanup first baseman. Flew out to left field in his first at-bat. Aboard with an error in the third. And Liam Carroll comes on out. That might be the night for Luis Cohen. Has yet to signal to the pen. But everyone's giving him his praise, including Daniel McCalvany behind the dish, and that'll be the evening for Luis Cohen. The Sox will make a move to the pen with a runner off of third and two gone here in the fifth. Tie ball game at three. We'll step aside. Back at a jiff. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
New pitcher on the bump for the Sox, the 21-year-old righty Dennis Reguillo out of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. He's ready to toe the rubber in place of Luis Cohen, who got this start. Reguillo, 4-2 on the year with a 6.34 ERA in 25 games. He's pitched 44 total innings with 35 strikeouts to his name. Three total saves this season for Reggio. And taking a look what he has done most recently, coming off the heels of an August 18th outing on the road at Fredericksburg, went 3 1/3, surrendering just one hit, two runs, just one of them earned, though. Three walks, five strikeouts. Runner off of third, two gone in the top of the fifth, and a 3-3 game for the Hillcats. From the right side, it's Luis Marejo. Reggio deals the first pitch. Fastball misses inside. Clips off the mitt of McCalvany, but it stays in front of him. Nobody moves. It's 1-0. Marejo hitting an impressive 321 with three tanks and 14 ribbies. Flew out and aboard with an error here tonight. Absolutely crushed a ball to left field. Uten should have caught it on the run. It hit off his what looked like left leg for an error. 1-0 to Marejo. Fastball misses upstairs. 2-0. Sox looking to keep the go-ahead run, stranded at third. Four hits for Lynchburg. Three hits for the Sox in a 3-3 game. And the 2-0. Fastball's in there for a strike. 2-1. Reggio pitched twice last week on the road at Fredericksburg. Went just one inning on the 13th to open up the week. He offers 2-1. Misses downstairs 3-1. Surrendered five hits, four runs, all of them earned. A walk, two strikeouts, just didn't have his best stuff. Three balls and a strike for Luis Marejo. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He got him. 94-mile-an-hour fastball down in the zone. 3-2. Reggio started on the Red Sox roster. Then went down to the FCL for about 2 months. Now back up at the single-A level in Salem. And the payoff pitch. He swings and chops it up the middle, up over the leaping hand of Reggio. Zanatello gobbles from short. Throw to first in time for out number three. Well, Nazan Zanatello able to clean it up. The run stranded at third, and we're tied at three. We go to the home half of the fifth after this in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to milbstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Sox trying to find some offensive production here in the home half of the fifth with the game tied at three apiece. It's 3-4-5 due up in the Red Sox order. Brooks Brandon, Nellie Taylor Jr., and Marvin Alcantara. They're all ready to face off against the righty on the bump, Jack Jeziak. Now it is third inning work for the Lynchburg Hillcats, donning the road gray unis. Brandon ready to dig in from the right side for the Sox. He sits at a crisp 2-for-2 tonight with a double and a single. Righty on righty matchup, 3-3 game, four hits for the Hillcats, three for the Sox, two of which come from Brooks. And the first pitch is swung on and missed, a breaking ball outside, 0-1. 86-mile-an-hour slider escaping the barrel of Brooks Brannon. And here's the one-strike pitch. He swings and chops it left side. Snared on a hop by Benjamin. Throw to first in time for out number one. 5-3. The Sox offense has kind of been neutralized by Jack Jerzyk. Since he came into the game, they've been retired after facing the minimum in the third and then again in the fourth. Off to a hot start here in the fifth. Nellie Taylor Jr. stands in from the left side. Brooks is now 2-for-3. Nellie is 0-for-1 with a walk in the first. Struck out swinging in the second. First pitch to Nellie. Swings and misses through a breaking ball outside, 0-1. Nellie Taylor Jr., two homers so far this series. Both of them to right field, one of them hit the scoreboard. 0-1, and a fastball clips the inner half, 0-2. Starting to get a little chilly out here at the ballpark on a Thursday night. Been crisper weather all week. Fall is almost upon us. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, 1-2. Red Sox undefeated on Thursday nights here at home. 7-0 as the Salem Beer Mongers trying to keep the magic alive with just one Thursday at home left to be played after this. The 1-2 misses downstairs and in. The count evens up at 2-2. Salem sits two games back of the Fredericksburg Nationals in the Carolina League North. A half a game back of Carolina. The Mudcats are 1.5 back of Fredericksburg. 2-2. Misses downstairs, 3-2. After tonight, 15 games left to be played in the regular season for the Red Sox. And the payoff pitch. He swings and dribbles it, right side foul to stay alive at 3-2. Well, coming up for the Red Sox, after this six-game set against Lynchburg, they'll go on the road and play at Delmarva, who's in the basement of the Carolina League North. Sox are 9-3 against the Shorebirds. Can try and make up some ground there. Here's the payoff to Nellie. He swings and dribbles it right side of the infield. Scooped up by Howe. Underhand to first in time for out number two. Good at bat by Nellie. Jerzyk got the best of him, though. Two away from Marvin Alcantara. After you go to Delmarva, where you feel good about being able to capitalize and win four, maybe even five, then you go and have one last home series at home against Kannapolis to round out the regular season. Righty on righty, the first pitch. And Marv swings through a breaking ball, 0-1. Alcantara tonight is 0-for-2, a strikeout and a lineout. Struck out looking in the first. And the 0-1. He swings and laces it towards the gap right center field. Playable for Chirillo, and he makes the catch over his head on the run towards the right center gap for out number three. The Sox are retired 1-2-3 again in the fifth for the third inning in a row. And we go to the sixth, still knotted at 3 apiece here in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Dennis Reggio on the bump for the Sox as we go to the sixth. Tied up at three between Lynchburg and Salem. It's meeting number four of the 460 rivalry this season, with the series tied up at a game apiece heading into Thursday night. Salem is undefeated at 7-0 on Thirsty Thursdays here in Salem this season, looking to keep it going and make it 8-0. But they're on the ropes a little bit. Tied up at three, and the offense has stalled out. Sat down 1-2-3 respectively in the third, the fourth, and the fifth. Reggio comes in for Luis Cohen, the starter on the bump for the Sox. Dennis did get the 6-3 put out to close out the fifth inning out of the pen. Now we'll get his first full frame of work. Ready to face 5-6-7 in the order. Garrett Howe, Logan Clark, and Juan Benjamin. Ready on lefty matchup. Logan Clark, the catcher, digs in from the left side. 3-3 the score. 375 hitter. And the first pitch. Misses outside with a fastball. The count now is 1-0. And pardon me, this is Garrett Howe from the left side. I'll correct myself. He struck out looking so far tonight, and he also walked. Did come around to score in the second. 1-0. He swings and chops it to the right side. Scooped up by Brandon, and he takes it to first in time for out number one. Seen a lot of grounders to first tonight. Here's Logan Clark now, the catcher. A base hit in the second and was hit by a pitch in the fourth. He's been on board both times that he's stepped in tonight. 1 gone, nobody on in the top of the sixth for the Hillcats. Game knotted up at 3. This game's been tied at 3 since Lynchburg found the equalizer in the third. First pitch. He swings and sizzles it foul left side. 0-1. Clark got that batting average up to 289. Calls time and readjusts the batting gloves before digging back in. Reggio with a look in. And offers 0-1. He swings and lifts it high into the air, straight away center field. Could be dangerous, and it drops for a bloop single out into right center. I mean, the triangle was converging between Ayubi Alcantara and Nelly Taylor, and just nobody could get there. Bloop single for Logan Clark off the hands. Taking a look around the Carolina League as Juan Benjamin gets set to dig in. Top of the eighth between Carolina and Augusta. The Mudcats are up 5-2. Again, they have a half-game lead on the Red Sox and are a game and a half back of Fredericksburg, who leads the Carolina League North. So a win could go a long way for the Mudcats tonight. They're up by 3. First pitch to Benjamin. Dances him off the plate inside. 1-0. Top of the eighth. Down in Kingston, Delmarva and the Wood Ducks of Down East. Delmarva leads it 3-1. Runner off of first, one gone in the sixth. 3-3 game. Reggio deals 1-0. Swung and chopped foul, 1-1. Bottom of the sixth in Fayetteville, North Carolina, the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Woodpeckers tied at 5 apiece. Again, 3-3 the score here in the top of the sixth inning. You know this game's going slow, and it is the least advanced game in the league at this point. The 1-1, swung on and drilled foul the opposite way, 1-2. Middle of the seventh inning between Charleston and Myrtle Beach. The Pelicans have a 5-2 advantage over the River Dogs. In my time here in Salem, the Sox have never played the River Dogs. Home or away. Very bizarre. The only team in the league that's the case. 1-2. He swings and sizzles it. Right side of the infield. Could be two. Flip to second. On to first. In time. Double play to end the inning. 4-6-3, Alcantara, Zanatello, and Brandon. Keep it scoreless. We go to the home half of the sixth after this, tied at 3.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth on a Thursday night here in Salem. Sox got to get the offense going a little bit. Facing the minimum in the third, fourth, and fifth respectively. It was righty on the bump, Jack Jeziak for the Lynchburg Hillcats, but now a new left-handed pitcher on the bump. 22-year-old, sixth-round pick in 2024 out of Wichita State. Caden Favors wearing 41 in silver. And the Sox will look to kind of jump on him and regain some offensive momentum. It goes 6, 7, 8 in the order. Fraley Encarnacion, Nathaniel Uten, and Kareem Ayubi. Encarnacion is 0 for 2 tonight, grounded out to short. It was aboard with an error to the hot corner back in the third. Nothing came of it. It was cut down at second base. 3-3 the score, home half of the sixth. Five hits for Lynchburg, just three for the Red Sox. Three errors for the Sox has not helped their case either defensively. One error for the Hillcats, all three runs unearned. Not charged to Red Sox starter Luis Cohen. And now a conversation taking place between field umpire Richie Arredondo and home plate umpire Frank Jones, as Frank is kind of looking back towards home plate and now almost looking towards the crowd even. As the conversation continues, they're on the walkie-talkie system. And now Arredondo signals something to the dugout, to each dugout, and it appears we'll go to baseball. Huh. Well, Frank Jones was on the walkie-talkie, so he had something to say. Seemed to be looking back towards the fans, and we play ball. Fastball misses down it in the count 1-0. Encarnacion, again 0 for 2 tonight, is still hitless in the series after coming in hitting 316 in his last 10, the 1-0. He swings and dribbles at foul, 1-1. It was a hit fest on Tuesday night where the Red Sox won it 8-7, the final. Last night, quite the opposite. 1-1 to Fraley. He turns away from a fastball on the inner half for a strike, 1-2. Good spot in the order, though, if you're the Sox. Uten has been on board. Kareem Ayubi's been on base with a hit. Both of them have come around to score towards the bottom of the order. See if Fraley can jumpstart something here. One ball, two strikes. Favors delivers, swing and a miss. Got him to go around on a breaking ball, down and in. Struck him out, and that's how we get going here in the bottom of the sixth. Nathaniel Uten now ready to dig in for the Sox. The left fielder walked in his first at-bat in the second tonight. He then lined out into a double play, an unfortunate circumstance because he absolutely drilled it up the middle. Francisco was almost taken aback by it as he fell back but caught it. First pitch, misses outside, 1-0. And he was able to get back up and with the runner. And Encarnacion, so far off of second at the time, was able to make it a double play. 1-0. He swings and drops it foul, right side, 1-1. Uten yesterday for the Sox. Had a double in the eighth. Sox couldn't take advantage of it, though. Fell by a run. 3-2 was the final. 1-1 to Uten. He swings and drills it. Left side foul. 1-2. So he doubled in the eighth. Couldn't score. Then Nizan Zanatello doubled in the ninth. Couldn't score. Lynchburg didn't score again. In fact, they scored their third and final run in the fourth inning. Sox just could never claw all the way back. Left the tying run in scoring position twice. The 1-2. Fastball swing and a miss. Two gone. So Kareem Ayoubi will have a hack. Base hit in the second and scored. Grounded out to the first baseman in Morejo his last time up. He stands in from the left side, brushing the dirt out of the left-handed batter's box. Takes a practice swing, adjusts his helmet, and is ready to roll with two gone and nobody on here in the sixth. First offering. He swings and chops it to that first baseman, Morejo, again, who gobbles it up, pitches it off to an underhand Favors, and is there for out number three. 3-1 that time if you're keeping it at home, and the Sox, for the fourth frame in a row, are retired 1-2-3. We roll on to the seventh. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh on a thirsty Thursday in Salem. Game tied at 3 apiece with Dennis Reggio on the bump for the Red Sox. He's ready to face off against 8-9-1 in the order. Barrett Reebok, Manuel Mejias, and Tommy Hawk all set to dig in for Lynchburg. 460 rivalry where the Hillcats have won 14 out of now 20 games played so far in this series. The Sox have won 6 of their own. They're dominating the series. This one this week is tied at 1 game apiece with the Sox winning on Tuesday in balk-off fashion. Yes, that's right. A walk-off balk. And then last night, a 1-run win in a pitcher's duel for Lynchburg. Each team trying to find the seam here as neither team has scored since Lynchburg found the equalizer all the way back in the third. The Red Sox scored in the first and the second. Lynchburg scored in the second and the third, and nobody has found the scoreboard since. First pitch to Reebok, a fastball high and in, and the count now 1-0. Barrett Reebok so far tonight, a sacrifice fly out to right field. He also grounded out to first. And the 1-0. He swings and hits it off the hands, left side, foul territory for Encarnacion, and he missed it. Overran it. It fell behind him. Reebok with an extra life. It's 1-1. That just should have been out number one. Just a misplay for Fraley Encarnacion. Been a kind of an off night for him because he is responsible for an E5 this evening. And the 1-1 pitch. Fastball high, and the count is now 2-2. Well, let's check in around the Carolina League once more and check out the score for Fredericksburg and Columbia. It's the middle of the seventh, and the Fred Nats lead at 5-2. 2-1. So Swings and chops it foul, 2-2. If Fredericksburg were to win, then they would be creating some more cushion over the Red Sox. And there is a possible situation where if Lynchburg wins, Fredericksburg does not win. Both Lynchburg and Salem are tied 3 games back. Two to Reebok. Chopped foul. We'll do it again. Oh, the Boston Red Sox are off tonight at the top of the organization before welcoming the Arizona Diamondbacks to Fenway Park. Two balls, two strikes to pitch. And a breaking ball down and in, 3-2. Diamondbacks, of course, appeared in the World Series a year ago. One of the hottest teams in baseball. Took their last two against the Marlins. 3-2, hit to the right side of the infield. Diving stop by Brandon, underhands to a covering Reguil. What a play. Out number one. That was impressive. Brandon's been busy over there at first, and he's been more than up to the task. It's the 9-hole hitting designated hitter, Manuel Mejias. Well, you got production out of Mejias on Tuesday in the 9-hole. Went 3-for-4. Tonight, though, 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out. First pitch. He chops it foul right side. 0-1. The D-backs again swept the Marlins. They'll play at Fenway Park for a 3-game set against the Red Sox. Sox at 3.5 games back of the wild card. Got to win every game they can. See if they can snag that AL wild card spot. And the 0-1. Fastball taken high, 1-1. What I'm excited to see is tap into as much as possible. Unfortunately, they play at the same time as us, but some Woo Sox baseball. They got the top three in the organization up there. 1-1 to Mejias. Swing and a miss. 1-2. You got, of course, Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony, and Kyle Teal. And the 1-2 pitch. He swings and lifts it foul. Stays alive. One gone, nobody on. 3-3 game here in the top of the seventh. Well, let's check in throughout the Red Sox organization. Again, mentioned it. Top of the organization, Boston Red Sox have the night off tonight before welcoming the Diamondbacks to Fenway. Top of the seventh in High A. The Rome Emperors trail the Greenville Drive 5-4. And the 1-2. Lifted foul left side once more. Top of the seventh here in Salem. 3-3 between the Sox and the Hillcats. And the scores are final in AA and AAA. Portland, the Sea Dogs, despite just losing the Big Three recently, they beat the Somerset Patriots 3-1. Always good to beat the Yankees. 1-2. This is downstairs, 2-2. And then finally up in AAA, Worcester took down the Norfolk Tides 5-3. 11 hits for the Woo Sox, 9 hits for the Tide. Another AL East battle between the O's and the Sox at the AAA level. 2-2. Called strike 3. 92 with the heat at the knees. 2 away. That's the first strikeout for Dennis Reggio. We flip it to the top of the order with a 2-for-3 dangerous Tommy Hawk. Double and a triple and a flyout tonight. What a baseball name, by the way, Tommy Hawk. And the first pitch. He swings and chops it off his right leg. Hobbling now out of the batter's box. It's 0-1. I got to tell you, we got to get Tommy Hawk a smaller jersey. Because my man's got the sleeves coming down past the elbows with the number 5 in silver tonight. I mean, he is wearing that thing. 0-1 for Tommy Hawk with two gone, nobody on. And the pitch. Misses down today in 1-1. For us poking fun at him, though, that's a little crazy considering he's got a double and a triple. And the game's tied at 3 in the 7th. He's yet to cross home plate, though. Does not have an RBI either. The 1-1. Misses inside with a fastball, 2-1. Probably next in line to make that jump and go up to Lake County. Two one to Hawk. Misses inside, gets to the backstop. 3-1. Probably him or Chirillo. Almost a little surprised Chirillo is still down here at this point. Saw him way back in the season. First time these two teams played. Same with Hawk. Reggio looking for a strike here with two gone and nobody on. 3-1 is the count. 3-3 game, top of the 7th. And the pitch. Fastball's in there for a strike. 3-2. Reggio from the belt. Brings home the payoff pitch. Misses down and in, ball 4. Two out, full count walk here in the 7th. Sets it up for Welbin Francisco. Francisco with a knock in the 5th and stole a base. He has 2 stolen bags tonight after being aboard with the fielder's choice and striking out. Runner off of first, 2 away, 7th inning, 3-3 game. Reggio looking to turn the keys over to the offense. Pick off to first, head first slide, sees Hawk back in there. Tommy Hawk's been on base 3 of the 4 plate appearances tonight. And that was a heck of an AB as well, working the count full. Fouled a couple off. Pick off to first again. Kind of a sidearm throw from Reggio. Warm-ups taking place in the Red Sox bullpen. You'd like to think the Sox will have one more arm go tonight. And the first pitch. This is down and in, 1-0. Five Hillcats have hit above 300 against the Red Sox this season, but only 2 of them remained on the roster going into last week. Now just 1 of them. It's Jason Chirillo. 1-0. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Runner takes off, and Tommy Hawk swipes second. Just kind of caught McCalvity napping. So Velasquez goes up midway through last week. That left just Chirillo, the lone out of 5 Hillcats that hit above 300 against the Sox this year. The 1-1. This is upstairs, 2-1. Angel Hanau and Esteban Gonzalez were the Red Sox killers, each hitting above 330 against Salem. They combined for 9 doubles, 3 triples, 4 home run, and 19 RBI against the Red Sox in the first 3 series. And Reggio steps off. Ralphie Velasquez was right behind them. He hit 323 against the Red Sox with the most at-bats and plate appearances of any Hillcat. Fastball misses inside, 3-1. Velasquez had 21 hits for 35 total bases against the Sox. That included 8 doubles, 2 homers, and 13 RBI. Almost a sigh of relief to see him go up midway through last week. The 3-1 swung on and lifted back foul, fills it up. And then, of course, Jason Chirillo hitting 308 against the Sox. 69 plate appearances, has 4 doubles, a homer, and 11 RBI heading into the week. Runner off of second, 2 gone. Tie game, top of the 7th inning. Biggest pitch of the contest, the payoff. Misses outside, ball 4. Back-to-back walks. And that does set it up for Jason Chirillo. And here comes the Red Sox pitching coach Juan Rivera. Reggio struggling to throw strikes a little bit here. Walked the last 2 batters after getting the first 2 outs of the frame against Reebok and Mejias in the 8-9 spot. Has walked Tommy Hawk at the top of the order and Welvin Francisca. Go ahead, run on second in scoring position with another man on first. Here's Jason Chirillo from the left side. Long look in for Dennis Reggio from the stretch. And offers the first pitch. Now fastball misses high, 1-0. Reggio now up to 41 pitches, 22 of them for strikes. He deals 1-0. Fastball in there, outer half, 1-1. Has struck out just 1 batter. It was in this inning to Mejias. Again, he came in for the final out of the 5th. He's pitched 2 complete statistically, looking to make it 2 1/3 and end it. The 1-1, swung on and driven the opposite way, foul. Over the Roanoke Times Pavilion, 1-2. Chirillo tonight, a line out to left, a walk where he stole a bag and scored. And a ground out to the right side of the infield. And the 1-2. Misses downstairs with the breaking ball, 2-2. Undefeated at home on Thursday nights on the line tonight. 2-2 pitch. Ring him up, strike 3. Got him, 95 on the gun on the inside corner to get out of the jam. Second strikeout in the frame for Reggio. And we're still tied at 3 going to the home half of the 7th. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox.
We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Welcome back here on MILB TV and MILB.com in Salem. We're almost ready to go for the home half of the seventh inning, but first we got another special moment here. We got signs by our players, coaches, all of which reading on the signs what fighting against cancer means to them. All personally put together throughout the crowd, many with these signs as well on the concourse. We'll play a little bit of tunes and give you a moment to read along here in St. Louis. Oh, back to baseball we go here in Salem. Game tied at 3 apiece, and the first pitch hit off the hands of Daniel McAlvany, floated down the right field line. Jason Chirillo slipped out and right. It's a bloop single. McAlvany stops at second with a stand-up double, and Chirillo simply lost his footing on a routine flyout. Oh, boy. Well, McAlvany will take it. It's not an error because he never touched the baseball. Shouldn't be anyways, and that'll get the Sox going. For the first time in four innings, the Sox have a man on base. How about that? 1-2-3 in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. We go to the top of the order for Franklin Arias. Go ahead, run on second. And now you got to take advantage if you're the Red Sox here. Trying to jump on Caden Favors, which, by the way, that was not his fault. First pitch to Arias, and a fastball misses outside, 1-0. Sox now with four hits on the night, thanks to Daniel McAlvany. And the 1-0 clips the inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Arias so far tonight, 0-2 with a walk, but that walk gave him an RBI, his 14th of the season. As the bases were juiced, that was back in the second inning. 1-1 to Franklin. Fastball high, 2-1. Well, McAlvany on base twice now. in three plate appearances, a walk and a double. Two one to Arias. Check swing, pitch misses low. An appeal. Richie Arredondo in the field says he didn't go. Three balls and a strike. Favors to this point has struck out two and faced the minimum in the sixth before surrendering this double down the right field line. 3-1. Fastball cranked up the middle. One hops into the mitt of Howe. Fired a first in time for out number one. Absolutely smashed at 103 off the bat. But a good play by the second baseman. Runner moves to third, 90 feet away from the go-ahead run scoring. So Arias does his job like a bunt, moves the runner 90 feet out. Here's Nazan Zanatello, see if he can take advantage with the infield collapsed in. Bottom of the seventh here in Salem. Game tied at three with one gone for Nazan Zanatello. The first pitch, breaking ball, runs high, 1-0. Zanatello hit by a pitch in the first, came around to score. He's struck out twice since then. Favors deals. 1-0. Swung on and driven, high into the air, shallow right field. Chirillo underneath it. McCalvany tags up. He's going to haul in. Throw in at the plate is in time, and they got him. It ends the inning. I was thinking as soon as that hit off the hands, that's not deep enough to run. And they did it anyways. Ozzy Chavez sent him. McCalvany didn't get there in time on a full sprint. Chirillo shows off his defensive ability. And the Sox, man, just felt like after the leadoff double should have found a way to have the go-ahead run score. Instead, we're scoreless. The Sox stay scoreless, and we go to the eighth. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball. Insane.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma.
While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth, 3-3 game here in Salem on a thirsty Thursday. The Lynchburg Hillcats ready to go 4-5-6 in the order. Luis Marejo, Garrett Howe, and Logan Clark. All ready to face off against the right-handed pitcher on the bump for the Red Sox. And it looks like the Sox now with a new arm out there in place of Dennis Reggio, who was the first arm out of the pen in place of Luis Cohen. And the first pitch is skied out to straightaway center field, playable for Nellie Taylor. He's there for out number one. And indeed, it is a new arm for the Sox. Francis Hernandez toes the rubber. Already induces the first out here in the eighth inning. Sets it up for Garrett Howe. Howe stands in from the left side. A walk, a strikeout, and a ground out so far tonight. A first pitch breaking ball misses 1-0. Well, Francis Hernandez, his last outing, surrendered three runs to the Fredericksburg Nationals in the seventh inning, allowing the Fred Nats to take the lead and ended up taking the ball game to salvage a split in the series. 1-0, fastball high, 2-0. It was the biggest game of the season, really, up to that point, because the Sox had a chance to even it out for a lead in the Carolina League North. Breaking ball falls in, 2-1. But the split kept it where Fredericksburg had the two-game cushion, 2-1. Lined out to left field, U10 misplayed it again. It goes up over his head and rolls all the way to the wall. Garrett Howe around second, hauling into third. The throw in is offline, gets away from Encarnacion. Hernandez backs it up, and we'll see how they rule it. Something might be going on with U10's inability to see out there, because that's the second time he misplayed one on a line drive out to left. And we'll see if they rule this one an error or a triple. In all likelihood, an error, though. Just hit it the other way on a line drive, 94 off the bat, and it ate up U10 as if he was staring into the lights. And the go-ahead run is 90 feet away with a breaking ball misses downstairs. It's 1-0. Logan Clark now from the right side, righty on righty, infield playing in for the Sox. Hernandez kicks and deals the 1-0. Fastball swing and a miss, 1-1. Second E7 of the night. The 1-1. Check swing. Pitch misses down and away, 2-1. I'm very curious to talk to you, 10, after the ball game and see, is there an obstruction taking place there, hindering his ability to see? 2-1 on the way. Breaking ball in the zone at the top, 2-2. One gone, leading run on third. Top of the eighth inning in a 3-3 game here in Salem. Hernandez staring in at home plate, gathers at the hip. And deals 2-2. Breaking ball hit to straightaway center field. Nelly ranges in. It drops in front of him for a knock. Run comes in. Throw home is offline. Trickles between the legs of McCalvity. A run scores. And now an extra bag for Logan Clark. RBI single. Then the advance to second. But Garrett Howe scores from third base. And it's 4-3 Lynchburg. From the left side now, Juan Benjamin with one gone and a runner in scoring position. Here's the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Threw a fastball high and in, 0-1. Benjamin so far tonight popped out, hit into a 4-6-3 double play, and aboard with the fielder's choice. He scored. 0-1. Breaking ball called a strike at the top of the zone, 0-2. Hernandez deals, 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to go around on a half-hearter. Fed him the 87-mile-an-hour slider. That's out number two. First strikeout for Francis Hernandez tonight. And Barrett Reebok now from the left side. A sack fly out to right tonight. A ground out. And another ground out. Both of them to first base. The first pitch. Breaking ball misses in. 1-0. Logan Clark is the runner off of second. After his base hit. RBI single. Put the Lynchburg Hillcats in front by a run. The 1-0. Breaking ball misses inside, 2-0. The lead for Lynchburg. Now the Sox will have their work cut out for them on the offensive side. The 2-0 pitch. Misses inside, 3-0. Hernandez fires 3-0. Breaking ball misses inside. Four pitch walk. First and second, two gone. Now Manuel Mejias. And we've reached the 2.5 hour mark here. As Juan Rivera will come on out to have a conversation. Mound visit continues to take place as Frank Jones, the home plate umpire, says, fellas, let's wrap it up. Two gone, one run, Lynchburg lead here in the home half of the eighth. Runners off of first and second. Nine-hole hitting designated hitter Mejias from the left side. First pitch on the way. He swings and lifts it foul, 0-1. He's struck out twice and grounded out to first once so far tonight. And the 0-1. Fastball outside, 1-1. Starting to get a little bit chillier here in Salem. And the 1-1. Breaking ball outside, 2-1. Two-one pitch. This is outside. Three balls at a strike. Hernandez struggling to throw the strikes here now. Walked the last batter. Now behind 3-1 to Mejias. Just trying to turn the keys to the offense and give him a shot in the home half of the eighth. 3-1 on the way. Walked him loaded. Top of the order, Tommy Hawk. Stretching going on in the Sox bullpen. But no warming up to be had. Hawk, a dangerous batsman with two hits, a double and a triple tonight with a walk as well. He's 1-for-3. 2-for-3, pardon me. First pitch to Hawk. He swings and hits it off the hands, foul, 0-1. Well, now at this point, one swing can sort of put things out of reach. It's never over till it's over, but Sox trying to keep the ice intact, if you will, the 0-1. Breaking ball high, 1-1. One on the way. In there for a strike, 1-2. Well, the crowd getting into it, trying to give Hernandez a little bit of an oomph as well and support. He offers 1-2. Swung on and chopped right side. Gloved on two hops by Alcantara. Toss to first is there for out number three. Hernandez gets out of the jam, but not before the Hillcats score a run. RBI single, Logan Clark. It's 4-3. Bottom of the eighth after this in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the eighth on a Thursday night here in Salem. The Sox have their work cut out for them, trailing it 4-3. It goes 3-4-5 in the batting order. Brooks Brandon, Nellie Taylor Jr., and Marvin Alcantara. All ready to face off against Favors on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats. And Brooks Brandon so far tonight, he's been a hitting machine. He's 2-for-3, RBI double and an RBI single. Two runs batted in. See if Brooks can set the table a little bit here in the home half of the eighth, trailing by a run. Lefty on righty, first pitch. And a fastball misses downstairs. The count is 1-0. Brooks with the two RBI tonight has reached the 20 mark on the 2024 campaign. Favors deals, 1-0. Fastball's in there for a strike, 1-1. Brandon in his last AB grounded out on a sharp one to the hot corner, played by Benjamin. Here's the 1-1. He swings through a fastball, 1-2. Nellie Taylor has been quiet tonight. The lone night this week without a hit, he has walked. Here's the 1-2 to Brooks. He swings and chops it left side, scooped up by Francisca. Throw to first is low, but in time for out number one. 6-3 if you're keeping it at home, and Nellie Taylor Jr. ready to dig in. A walk in the first, a strikeout, and a grind out for Nellie. Homer last night, homer and a double the night before. Maybe he can be the spark here in the eighth. First pitch. Check swing, doesn't matter. Fastball in the zone, 0-1. Held back the bat, but the ball was in there. Favors deals, 0-1. Swing and a miss through a breaking ball, 0-2. Favors working with some tempo. Not wasting any time. Trying to attack these Red Sox batters. Nelly with the time call, now digs in from the left side. Lefty on lefty, no balls, two strikes, nobody on, one gone. And the pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, sat him down on three pitches, two away. Here's Marvin Alcantara. Third strikeout for Favors, his first strikeout since going back-to-back in the sixth. Marv, a quiet 0-for-3 with a line-out, fly-out, and a strikeout to his name. Lefty on righty, and the first pitch. Fastball sizzles in there at 91 for a strike, 0-1. Favors hurls again, 0-1. Swung on and drilled foul, right side, into the seats, 0-2. I mean, the tempo, in contrast, is so different to that of Francis Hernandez. Favors is grooving. He fires, 0-2 on the way. Fastball at the dirt, 1-2. Pitch clock in straightaway center field seems to be out. The pitch clock behind home plate is active. Oh, that's out as well. The 1-2. Check swing. Misses down. An appeal. And Arredondo says he went. Back-to-back strikeouts for Favors. He sits him down 1-2-3 with his fourth K in the eighth. And now the Sox really in trouble. Top of the ninth after this, trailing by a run. 4-3.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We trek on to the ninth on a Thursday night here in Salem. Lynchburg leads it by a run. 4-3 your score. Francis Hernandez on the bump for the Sox, trying to give the offense a chance, and it goes 2-3-4 in the batting order. Welbin Francisca, Jason Chirillo, and Luis Morejo. Francisca so far tonight with a base hit and a walk. He is 1-for-3 altogether. He digs in. In a righty-on-lefty situation, let's see what Hernandez has here in the ninth. First pitch on the way. It's swung on and drilled foul left side, 0-1. In the eighth inning, which was Hernandez's first frame of work, induced a flyout and an error. RBI single from Logan Clark was the go-ahead. Here's a slow roller up the middle, backhanded by Alcantara. Throw on the run to first. What a play. 4-3. It's out number one. A web gem by Mars. There's Jason Chirillo. And again, then Juan Benjamin struck out before Reebok and Mejias each walked at the bottom of the order. And finally, Tommy Hawk hit into a 4-3 inning ender. First pitch to Chirillo. Misses under the hands with a fastball. 1-0. Luis Morejo is on deck. Garrett Howe is in the hole. The 1-0. Fastball high. 2-0. And that was kind of the issue in that first inning of work for Hernandez. The inability to locate. He deals 2-0. Fastball. Misses inside. 3-0. And getting behind in counts, as you're seeing here. Three balls, no strikes. Hernandez deals. Misses inside, four-pitch walk. Chirillo never lifted the bat off his shoulder. So here's Luis Morejo. Runner on first, one gone. One run lead for the Hillcats here in the ninth. Morejo from the right side. And the first pitch. This is downstairs, 1-0. Hernandez deals 1-0. Finally gets his strike in there, 1-1. Check it in one more time across the Carolina League at some of the scores. Pickoff over to first, and in there safely Chirillo. Every game has gone final except here. Columbia falls to Fredericksburg 5-2, so a loss here could be detrimental for the Sox. 1-1, runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second is high, and it's kind of lobbed up there. So a stolen bag for Chirillo as he beats it out. But it is 1-2 for Luis Morejo. Carolina beat Augusta as well, which would be costly for the Sox. 6-5 the final there. Kannapolis beat Fayetteville 8-5. And the 1-2. This is outside 2-2. Delmarva beat Downeast 3-1. And then 6-2 the final, where Myrtle Beach beat Charleston. Two to Chirillo. Swing and a miss. And pardon me, that was Morejo. He strikes out. Two gone, runner off of second here in the top of the ninth. Much needed strikeout for Francis Hernandez and the Sox, and now Juan Rivera going to have a chat. Mound visit continues to take place here. As the Sox try and get the final out and turn it over to the offense in the bottom of the ninth. If they're going to win, it's via the walk-off. Well, what's at stake? Two-game lead for Fredericksburg in the Carolina League North, as well as undefeated at home on Thursdays. And a first pitch fastball snares the outside corner for his strike, 0-1. So a lot at stake. One of the bigger games of the year. Says a lot when you play as many as you do. Breaking ball downstairs, 1-1. In the 1-1 pitch. Misses at the ankles, 2-1. Now warming up is taking place in the Red Sox bullpen. In all hopes that it doesn't get to that point. 2-1. This is inside, 3-1. Hernandez from the belt offers the 3-1. Called a strike on the outside corner, fills it up 3-2. Runner off a second, two gone. The payoff. This is downstairs, ball four. Well, now Garrett Howe with a swinging opportunity. First and second, two gone. Trying to add insurance here in the top of the ninth. Righty on righty, two gone. Here's the first pitch. He swings and lifts it foul, right side into the seats, 0-1. And the 0-1 to Clark. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Long look in for Francis Hernandez from the belt. First and second. Two gone. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a breaking ball. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Sox trail by a run. See if they can get it done. You're on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the ninth on a thirsty Thursday in Salem. Sox backs are against the wall, and they got to play comeback, trailing by a run. 4-3 your score. Lynchburg in front. It goes 6-7-8 in the Red Sox order. Fraley Encarnacion, Nathaniel Uten, and Kareem Ayubi is Enter Sandman chiming through the air on a Thursday night here in Salem. Means a little extra around these parts in the Roanoke Valley with Virginia Tech 40 minutes down the road, 9 days away from kicking off the 2024 college football season down at Nashville. And this anthem plays at Lane Stadium on Saturday nights where the earth shakes. The anthem of the Hokies, written by Metallica back in 1995. And Virginia Tech's played it for their opening entrance every game since 2000. One of the greatest and most rockin'est entrances in college football. We like to use it out here in Salem a little bit as well. Pressure's on, though. Encarnacion stands in from the right side. He is 0-3 tonight, aboard with an error. Back in the third, nothing came of it. He was cut down at second. He faces off against the lefty Favors one last time. And the first pitch. Fastball misses high, 1-0. Encarnacion came into the series the hottest Red Sox bat in recent time. Has cooled down hitless in two games. 1-0. Misses inside, 2-0. Can kind of get over the hump here and wipe that clean, though, if he can come through. Trailing by a run, Sox need something to set the table. Don't have to get it all in one swing. The 2-0, he nubs it foul right side, 2-1. Nathaniel Uten is on deck. Kareem Ayubi in the hole, and the 9-hole hitting Daniel McCalvany looms after that. 2-1. He swings and chops it to the right side of the infield. Scooped up Favors. He bobbles. Throws to first. Not in time. And Encarnacion legs it out. Infield single. So the tying run is aboard for the Sox here in the bottom of the ninth. Here's Nathaniel Uten. Winning run at the plate. Uten with 6 home runs this season. Does he have number 7 in him? 0-2 with a walk this evening. Lefty on lefty. First pitch. Fastball cranked down the right field line, a base hit. Hauling around second, Encarnacion loses his helmet. Uten to second, Encarnacion around third. He comes in to score. Head first slide into third for Uten. A game-tying RBI triple in the ninth. Scored him from first as he scolded it down the right field line to the corner. And now the winning run is 90 feet away. 106 off the bat, hugging the right field line all the way. Kareem Ayoubi looks to be the hero. Winning run off of third. Infield playing in. First pitch to Ayoubi. He swings and misses through a breaking ball, 0-1. 4-4 game in the bottom of the ninth. Sox look to walk it off again. 0-1. He swings and lifts it to the gap in left center. It's over the head of Hawk. And the Red Sox walk it off again. Kareem Ayoubi comes through big, 5-4 the final score, and they're 8-0 on Thursday nights in home in 2024. You cannot kill the beer mongers on Thursday nights at this ballpark. Dead in the water heading to the bottom of the ninth. And the Sox turn it on its head. First run since the second inning for Salem. And it ties the game with one more on top of it to win it. What a come from behind victory in the final frame. With three consecutive hits before an out is recorded in the ninth. They say hitting's contagious, and it's on full display right there. 5-4 the final score, and the Sox are 8-0 on Thursday nights. Well, we'll do it all over again tomorrow. Carter will be back with us as well. We got a 7:05 first pitch, 6:40 pregame. Right here in Salem on MILB TV and MILB.com. But one more time, for everybody in the room to our right that makes the magic happen, Will Howard, our video production manager. I'm Giovanni Heater, saying so long and goodnight from Salem. The Sox win it, 5-4, the final score.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.